We want to bring in Mark Walsh, who's a freelancer for Fox. You live just a few blocks away and witnessed.
Dude, I live on the 43rd floor of a building, which is five blocks from the World Trade Center itself. I witnessed the entire thing from beginning to end.
People talk about how it looked like a movie. I know when I came walking down here early this morning and saw both towers on fire and people on every street corner, it was like a movie, but you watched the planes hit the towers.
I was watching with my roommate. It was approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit. I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just ream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
Obviously, there were a lot of people inside the buildings at the time.
Bobby Parker, I assume he's going to come back to the microphones now and make a statement. Looks like the family is there, and they're getting ready to make to come to the microphone, so we'll listen to her.
My name is Robbie Parker.
Hello. This is Rose Nyland. What?
That was pretty
I'm
cool.
One of the winners of the Publisher's Clearinghouse. Ed McMahon wants to see me.
Right. I have to apologize. I thought this was the Joe Franken studio. I'll tell you why I'm here. I happen to be in town over doing some stuff for the NBC affiliate.
That's right.
And, you know, Ed McMahon, our good friend, could not be here.
Yeah.
But it seems, David, that you are the $1 million winner.
Oh, my God! I've won $1 million!
Because, you know, and I knew, you know, the difference in the situation was I knew you were making bank on those shirts. You know, I knew you were bright.
I did okay.
Yeah. You look like the Monopoly guy. You're driving from town to town in a black top hat and a monocle.
See, where it was low, I colored it dark blue because they're low mostly in mid-oceans. And then where it was a little bit higher, it was like a little bit brighter green.
Then add the clouds back in.
There's a small problem with it because there's a very slight gap in between each orbit.
So some of those are painted on.
It is Photoshopped, but it's has to be.
Then?
There was another layer to sort of simulate the atmosphere.
And then there's this little bright spot.
It's called the spectral highlight. So it's the reflection of sunlight off of water.
Those are the pieces, but you can't just slap them all together.
It just didn't look realistic. It looks kind of flat, or the clouds are sort of too see-through. So
I
just
until I found this photo, Randmuir State Park. This is from Joshua Nowicki. And what you're seeing here is a mirage. We typically would not be able to see this from the Lake Michigan shore. We talked about this last night.
A camera aboard the NASA satellite has captured the dark side of the moon. The series of images were taken from NASA's Deep Space Climate Observatory and show a view of the far side of the moon as it's lit by the sun and moves in front of the Earth. The images show the moon moving across the Pacific Ocean towards North America. Its far side is revealed, showing a crater.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with Paul Knight again. Gloria Cannata, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
Hi.
So, oh, my camera's not on. Let me turn my camera on for everybody.
Leave it off, Brian.
Everybody in the chat, just let us know if we sound good or if somebody's audio is lower or higher than somebody else. Just let us know. I switched my microphone from the last time, so it should be a little better. If I'm low or whatever, let me know. We'll boost it up. So today, we're going to talk about – we had a bunch of stuff to talk about, actually. Kind of three major topics, and I'll tell you what they are first, and then we'll get into the first one. The first one that we're going to talk about is really big. It's been in the news all over the world, and it's right down the street from my house, like literally 9-10 miles down the street. There were over 100 gas explosions and fires, allegedly. I mean, that's what they're saying it is. Over 100 homes and buildings are destroyed now, like in South Lawrence, in North Andover and Andover, mostly in Lawrence and North Andover. So there's like 100 homes that are gone, and they're not even all clustered together. They're in the same area because they have the same pipeline of gas company, but they're not even like, you know, one next to the other or whatever. It's crazy. So there's a lot we're going to get into about that. Paul wanted to talk about this interesting story about a lot of solar observatories all of a sudden they're just up and leaving, right, Paul? Just shutting down?
Yeah, getting escorted off by the FBI. Well, the one in Mexico was. I couldn't tell you about the other countries.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to get into what they might be not wanting people to see, or what maybe they're just trying to push an agenda by, you know, oh, they left there because of, you know, some, you know, crazy cockamamie story they'll make up. But we're going to get into that. And then we're going to get into the Mandela effect, like we always do. And I have a few. I know, Gloria, you're going to bring up some more?
Yes. If you mute out Paul, yes.
Yeah, so let's just get started. So if you guys haven't seen my posts or whatever, or if you haven't seen it on the news, if you just Google explosions in Massachusetts, Lawrence explosions, it's pretty crazy. And I want to show some of the damage while I can do the screen share here. So give me 1 second, and I'm just going to run a screen share. All right, you should see my whole screen now. Yeah, this is where my computer's going to go slow. Maybe we'll just show them after. Yeah, no, my computer sucks. Yeah, so there's over 100 different homes and buildings that are completely destroyed. Some are completely blown up. They look like explosions. Others just have fucking fires ripping through them. And the crazy part about it is – all right, here, you can see some right here. You guys can see my screen now, right?
Yep.
Now, hopefully it'll load fast now that it's up. There we go. So this is all over. This is all over Lawrence and Andover, which is two towns away from me, Andover, and then Lawrence is the next city over. And they're saying this is from overpressurized gas lines. Now, I have a lot of problems with that statement because, well, if they came out and explained it. They brought this guy out that was like supposedly this independent guy in the field, you know, that would know about these type of things. But he sounded like he was a paid spokesman for the company. And he said that they – let me just shut my screen share off for a minute. Well, you guys can – I can leave it up. Let me see. All right. Let me put my camera back on. So they come on TV and they tell you that it's overpressurized gas lines, all right? Now – if I want to know, they literally explained it as there's a certain amount of pressure in the gas lines, and before it gets to the houses, that pressure has to recede a lot. I get that. That makes perfect sense, right? But the thing is, like, so somebody at the plant can just fuck up and have too much pressure in the lines, and there's no fail safes. There's no valves for it to go through. There's no readings that are going to go off and trigger it. And then on top of that, if it makes it say past the first reading and then the second alarm goes off, it should have an automatic shutdown system or something. There's no way it's that should happen like that.
I agree.
Yeah, definitely.
So they waited for the entire neighborhood to blow up before they said, hey, let's shut the pipes down.
And they didn't even shut them down. That's the thing, Gloria. I'm going to play the clip from the mayor. I want you guys to hear this. It's fucking crazy because they came in and they convinced the city to get the National Grid to shut the power down. It's National Grid's the electric company. Mm-hmm. And the city didn't want to do it. The mayor didn't want to do it. Are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah, we need to make sure there's not a spark so we can get in there and shut all the gas down. They didn't even shut the gas down. And then today, just before I came on the show, this was Thursday, this set off. At 5 o'clock, houses just started blowing up and bursting up into flames everywhere. No, all right?
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, and then so they evacuated everybody out of South Lawrence and North Andover. They evacuated everybody. Nobody's allowed there. And then today, it comes out after the mayor already – I'm going to play the clip in a minute. He calls out the gas company for hiding the truth, all right? And then the mayor comes out. I mean, and then they come out today on the news. And now there's supposedly gas in the storm drains. So they evacuated another part of the city because there's all gas in the storm drains allegedly now.
Oh, my goodness.
So how could they have shut it off 2 days ago like they were supposed to? And that wouldn't still be there, I wouldn't think.
I don't really think that has anything to do with it, to be honest with you. I think there's something else going on. Hey, Brian, let me ask you a question. I didn't get a notification that you're live, and I see nothing on here that you're live. Are you in the chat? Do you see the chat?
Yeah, I see the chat.
Really? Because I have nothing. I can't even – it's not saying that you're live, nothing at all. All right.
Oh, I can send you the link so you can go to the chat.
Yeah, send it in this yeah.
Just make sure you mute it as soon as you click it. Okay.
I just think it's kind of.
All right, I'm gonna send it to you. And that happens sometimes. It sucks, you know. That's one of the things that sucks about YouTube. But I'm gonna play the mayor's clip real quick. I want you guys to hear this, all right? Because this is absolutely ridiculous. The mayor is not ridiculous. What he's saying is on point, and he's calling out the gas company because there's a lot to this too. Because they were also. They also, the day that this happened on Thursday, earlier that day, they sent out notices to all their customers that they planned on making all these repairs and all this shit. And then that same day that shit happens, like, what the fuck is that?
Coincidence.
Dude, I'm done with coincidences, man. Come on. You know that. I'm done with that. But I'm going to play the mayor's clip right now. So hold on. Here he is right here. Check this out. And so he's being left in the dark, totally.
What they asked us to do was to shut off the power. Are you sure? Shut off the power. Yes, yeah, shut off the power. We're not going to shut off the power. Then we're going to shut off the... Finally, we shut off the power. Those are the last two coherent pieces of information we got from Columbia Gas. Everything since then has been obfuscation, and they have not met their mandate. They've promised hundreds of teams of technicians. None have materialized. They have promised that they would get the gas shut off by late tomorrow night, and I think at the pace they're going now, they're going to blow that window. To date, we don't know exactly. We just still don't know exactly how many of the homes have been the gas has been shut off in Lawrence, at least, have been shut off, and which need to be. They were supposed to do a strategic neighborhood by neighborhood door knocking effort to shut down the gas in the most dense area so that with an overlay of National Grid maps so that they could go to a neighborhood, shut all the gas, and then National Grid could just turn on the light in that neighborhood. They didn't do that. And we spent some time with National Grid finding out what those neighborhoods were. They wasted last night calling the other utilities to come in. My understanding is because they did not want to foot the bill for them to be here. I have not been told otherwise. So they waited till the last possible moment. I'm not sure how much they saved in the interim to call in and call and specifically ask, because that's the way the agreement is. They have to specifically ask National Grid and what's the other and Eversource. They have to ask for the help. But then they fit the bill. But they waited till the last possible moment for that to happen. So they wasted all last night. We had how many pieces of equipment, Chief? 60?
Had over 60.
We had over 60 apparatus ready to go into the neighborhoods overnight. We have to send many home. That's a lot of people. They wasted, okay, so they wasted today by not having a plan in place to deploy people to the city in an organized manner. There are people now, I'm sure that now you're going to go to the neighborhood, you're going to find trucks. But when we were going through with the senator and the governor, showing them the places where things had happened in the community, none could be found. None could be found.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Wow.
I can safely say he's going to be having an accident soon.
You know, Paul, I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, probably.
Gas explosion probably as well.
This is crazy because, like, this is, like, right down the street. It's, like, three towns away. And it's, like, the whole place is, like, you should have seen the helicopter shots. I'll play some of the footage after, too. A house blown up over here. The house burning to the ground over here. Saw smoke over there filling the sky. It's, it's crazy.
Brian, do you think that they were trying to find your house?
No. I told you,
go to the next one.
Yeah, it's over there.
That's him smoking a joint. Let's go. And then by that time, it was over.
Oh, no. But
I'll not say anything on that.
Paul, so you said this was on your news too out there, right? It was international, everything, right?
Yeah, I woke up after your message. Well, obviously, your message, and then I woke up ready, turned the news on. It was on the news.
It's crazy, and it's crazy that they didn't shut the – why are they waiting to shut the gas off? So wouldn't you guys agree that there would all be all sorts of fail-safes before that would ever get to that level if it was that easy, if that
Absolutely.
Could really
– Absolutely.
You know, I talked to my cousin who worked with the water department for a long time. We were talking about it. He said even with just the water, there's all types of fail-safes. Like, of course the gas has it, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. With the first house, everything should... No, I agree. No, sorry. I don't know. Something just doesn't feel right.
They evacuated like tens of thousands of people from these cities, you know?
And you don't think that sounds similar to California in some ways? You know, saying that the fire started on the ground?
The way it's laid out looks... I know we're going to talk about that too. The way it's laid out is a lot different. Like they're just... It's not like... You know how in California there'd be like a... I know that the trees were standing and the houses were burnt, but generally the houses were together that were burnt. They were like clusters of them. And this, it's like a house on this street, a house on that street, a house four streets over, a house over here.
With California, they're saying that they kind of have some proof that they believe that the fires have started on the ground. That's why, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's a definite possibility. Now, I know a lot of people are out there saying, oh, directed energy weapons and all this. I don't buy any of that.
I don't buy either.
But maybe, and I haven't researched the smart meter stuff, but I tend to think that that might have some credibility to it, maybe. I think I need to look more into that. But I really don't know.
That doesn't make sense because when you look at the pictures and you look at the way, you know, you have a car that's completely incinerated, and then there's a tree with a branch hanging over the car, and the leaves aren't burned. So no, that wouldn't work. That doesn't sound right.
I don't know, but out here, even if it is gas explosions, like they say, there's still a whole lot of problems with this because clearly there's criminal negligence by Columbia Gas Company. I mean, because they also tried in 2015 to get it passed where they could go in. All thousands and thousands of pipelines through Massachusetts, and you know they didn't even have the customer base to do it yet or whatever, so it got denied. And so, you know, now that's going to get fast tracked through. But the governor stepped in, I guess, and he kicked them out, and he's going to bring in another energy company to do it. So I guess they're going to be booted out of here. I guess. I don't know. But I think that they just released that notice to their customers on Thursday just to cover their own ass.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah. Kind of coincidental that. On Thursday, they told people, like, they reminded them, like, they already knew that they were going to need to upgrades. And people will say, oh, well, the pipeline is, you know, in Massachusetts is one of the oldest in the country. It still doesn't matter. If you're not going to let people replace it, they're going to make you do renovations to it. And I bet you the renovations they were going to have to do, the improvements to the existing pipeline, was going to cost them so many millions of dollars. So they just – or even more, you know. So they just skirted around it, and they didn't have everything. I'm not saying this was, like, intentionally done. But if it wasn't, it was at least a very, very, very careless whole operation, really, put together. It's pretty crazy.
But even the school shooting.
You were breaking up a little bit. What'd you say?
You hear me now?
Yeah, you're fine now. Go ahead.
I said even with. I don't know why I'm coming out. Do you hear me good, or am I echoing?
Yeah, you're echoing. It might be because you got the YouTube thing up.
No, I don't have it.
All right, you sound all right now. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
I said, even with the school shootings, you know, they had fire drills right before. There's always some kind of drill right before.
Yeah.
You know?
But this wasn't like a drill before. This was just like
they received the notice. It's kind of weird, you know? They received a notice a few days before.
The day of.
Huh? Even better. Yeah.
Thursday morning, they got the notice, and then at 5 o'clock, houses started blowing up.
Yeah, you see, that's what I'm saying. It just, I don't know.
It's not an accident.
It's really weird.
They had to open a bunch. Obviously, the schools and stuff are closed in those three towns, and they had to open them, like, for shelter. And then, so there were some hotels, you know, that were being cool and putting some people up for free or whatever. There was one hotel that advertised we have some vacancies, and whatever we have vacant, we're willing to, you know, give out to you guys for $225 a night. And they advertised this, and people just fucking slammed them for it, and they had to take it down. Imagine that.
Price gouging.
Yeah. So, and then I guess the MSPCA opened up so people could drop their pets off, which would be the last place I'd want to drop my pet off. But I guess if you have to, because you can't bring it to a shelter and you have nowhere to go.
Well, they did that with the hurricane last September.
And then it's still evacuated. And I honestly don't even think the gas is off yet at all.
Probably not.
I don't think it's even off. No, it's not off. And if it's not off, then why? What's their purpose for leaving it on? Are they trying to destroy property? Are they trying to clear shit out of their way, maybe, to put something in there, a pipeline through? And maybe that's what's stopping them? Certain building? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, it just happened, and there's a lot to look into, definitely.
Yeah, I'm just throwing shit out there. I don't really know. You know, I'm just saying it's definitely fishy, at least. It's definitely, at the least, it's like criminal negligence on their part, because...
I didn't hear, did anybody die from it?
Yeah, one person died, supposedly. When his house blew up, he was in his car, but it the house collapsed, the chimney collapsed on top of him or something like that. Some 18-year-old.
So I said to you before, and it's got to be like planned as such, because just one death out of so many homes, the stats on that are unreal. That's just like major, like winning the lottery every day of the week or something. It's just that can't happen unless there's people on the ground observing.
That's true.
You know, you know, X amount of people are out of the way, then you do it for less casualties. Because if there's gas going off like that, exploding, you're just going to have bodies everywhere.
That's true, too. Wow, people.
Yeah, and there's, you know, when I originally saw it, I was at work. So I didn't really get to see what was going on. I thought it was just a bunch of fires in Lawrence. Nothing, like, super crazy, but enough to be on the news. And then I found out after what was going on. And it was like I had told people, oh, yeah, that when I found out about the explosions, that they nobody died. Because originally nobody died. And then it was like the day later you heard about the one person. So I was like, yeah, nobody died because, you know, everybody was at school and work. But then I looked in and no, it was at 5 o'clock at night. So everybody was getting home from school or work already, most of them. I mean, some people are still out. But, I mean, a lot of people are already home at 5. Huh. And these planes are definitely destroyed. I mean, there's no question about that. It's not like it's fake fucking CGI footage or something. I mean, the town is fucking devastated.
Yeah. I think more will definitely unfold as the days go by, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, that Murr, like we talked about before, he doesn't look like he's faking it or anything. He looks really pissed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he actually takes a shit. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. He looks genuine to me. He doesn't look like, you know, and guys, I know I tell you guys all the time that the news and politics are fake, but they have real politics, like local government and stuff. These people aren't all in on it. That guy's just a real mayor. He really runs that town, and he's really fucking pissed off right now.
Yeah, he sounds it.
And it looks like everything's just going over his head. They're just ignoring him.
Everything's going over his head, and he's realizing that everything's just going over his head, you know?
Yeah, and I bet you the next time they interview him, he's going to have a different tune.
Yeah, if he doesn't have an accident.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He might just have a completely different tune, and because he was really pissed off, but he just might change his tune.
And what you'll probably see is it'd be a different tune, then in a couple of years he'll run for governor and that type of thing. Or he'll get killed, one or the other. That's the choice he'll have.
God forbid. Yeah, very sad.
This is like the whole city. Like, it's all, everything on the south side of the river that we have here is on fire or blown up, like, or, you know, in danger of it. I'm not going to say every building is, but I mean, 100 buildings. Think about that. If 10 buildings went up like this, this would be a huge story. 10 buildings blown up. 100 buildings blew up in 3 communities all at the same time, or, you know, within a few hours of each other and stuff, you know, on the same night. That's crazy.
That doesn't make sense why they didn't shut it off. That doesn't make any sense to me.
But that should have been the first thing they did. I mean, especially where it's not the winter or nothing. It's not like you're going to freeze everybody else.
If you think about that, though, is if they don't shut the gas off, what does that tell you? It wasn't the gas.
I don't think it was either.
Do you know what I mean? If you don't shut it off, it means you've not got no problems with the gas. To fail safe to work in it, it's got to be something else if they don't shut the gas off.
Yeah. Well, I guess you have to watch, you know, a little bit more and see more pictures and see what damage it did to the street and the driveways and all that.
I've seen what Brian showed me, and a lot of them don't look like gas explosions to me. A lot of them, it looks like it's come from fire damage, or how you were talking about smart meters maybe causing, you know, an electric surge and then the fires starting like that.
Right. That's another thing to look into, yeah.
Just because I've looked at, like, gas explosions in the UK, and they're like, the roofs are missing, and there's a lot more damage.
Yeah, but also damage to the street.
Yeah, I mean
what,
just, Brian's, and it was like, we've said, house here, you would set 2 or 3 out if there was gas. It's like a cascade effect of it all, you know.
Right.
It just looks a bit suspicious to me. Especially when only one death and at a peak time, like 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And nobody was home. All coming home from work and school at 3, right? That's kind of weird. Huh.
Yeah. They said a bunch of kids, they turned around, and I'm thinking, where were they coming from? Maybe they were coming from sports or whatever. And they just said it was from school. But yeah, it's crazy. And some of the houses I know right here, most are, you know, fire ripping through them, smoking. Some of them are actually blown to pieces, though. Like, there'd be some footage. I'm going to let the footage play while we just talk. There's a lot of footage. I'm not going to play this whole
thing. I can't say for different types of gases. I know you've got methane and different things coming up from the ground naturally and stuff like that. But if you think about it, if such a big gas like this, so many homes, and it's pouring, the air is pouring with gas, why is there no dead birds? I've not seen no birds anywhere. Mm. You know? You would assume some of the wildlife would get affected. I know it's not wildlife, it's in the city, like, but, you know, you would see some birds or, you know.
Yeah, I agree. It wouldn't just be the houses. The pipes would explode. There would be damage to the streets. No, it wouldn't just be the houses like that, just the inside. That doesn't make any sense. There's no way.
It's crazy. There's so many of them. There's so many. When you go and look for pictures of them, They just, there's so many pictures and videos of them. Look at this shit. I mean, people just lose their whole homes. Look at this one. This is what I'm talking about.
I mean, that just looks like a hurricane, or it's caved in from, you know, below, like, type of thing.
Fucking crazy.
There were no people on the street, Brian. Nobody seen anything.
Oh, there's people that say they've seen things.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what's the cat? I mean, I've not looked in that, so it's a bit ignorant of me. But what's the, like? Not, I know the casualty, one death, but what's the, you know, like?
There were at least like 10 or 15 people that reported like early in the first night in critical care. Two of them with extreme blast injuries. They said.
I mean, you think about this. Sorry, Brian. All these houses going up. You're talking like projectiles shooting everywhere.
Yeah.
It's seriously like, look at cars. No damage. No glass smashed. You know, nearby, it's, you know.
Yeah. So what do you think might have caused it?
Like I said, I've not really looked into it, like, in depth, but if you look at how it's picked.
You're all the way over there.
It looks like to me, like, not like from fire damage or something, from, like, these smart meters or something, because if you look at it, I mean, that one looks like a possible, that's one of them, it looks like an explosion. The others are not as, you know, the roof missing and different things, but
yeah, this one's meters.
I mean, how many films have you watched where you see like an AI taking over a house, a computer house, and short circuiting different appliances to start fires and things like this? You know,
yeah,
it seems like you've had people sitting in a van outside saying, "Oh, they're not home yet," or "Let's get," you know, and we'll do that one because there doesn't look any damage to the side. If that house went up, the shock waves would do some damage to buildings at the side.
I agree. I definitely agree. And those smart meter things, yeah, that's something to look into.
It's crazy how many places it was. And then I'm going to just play real quick the report that came out today about there being more gas leaks and you hear the reporter all confused. He's asking, I thought the gas was shut off. That's what he's saying. Hold on, I'll get it. Give me 1 second. I have it somewhere queued up here. Here it is. Oh no, that's the clip Gloria wanted me to play after. I'll play that. Sorry, I'm just looking for the here it is. I just had to find the link.
Feel bad for any innocent people.
Huh? What do people in the chat think about this? Can you address the chat real quick while I get this link up?
Yeah. I just feel bad for the innocent people. The people who got hurt. Birds are smart. They know when to get the hell out of there. Yeah, but even an explosion. Yeah, well, maybe they sensed it. Oh, let's see. Yes, cities don't fix stuff till they break and kill people. Yeah, even if it was something that happened by accident, they should have been able to shut it off, though. That's the thing that I don't understand even now.
I know. That's what, you know, why wasn't it done right away? And even that's why the mayor is so pissed, because he thinks the same thing I do. The gas should be shut off right away, especially when they're coming in and telling you to do it, because they're going to come in and shut the gas off and telling you to come shut the power off. You guys see my screen, right? See the video I'm about to... All right, check it out. This is today's report. This just happened. It's only a minute long, too. This is just
Jackson,
like
we want to start with breaking news out in Lawrence up another potential gas leak.
That's where we find Seven's Michael Yoshida. He's there with what we know right now.
Morning, guys. Yeah, at this point, according to 7 News sources, we can tell you that this area right near the intersections of Broadway and Salem Street in Lawrence is where crews first noticed the smell of gas coming from areas further down the street, what appeared to be manholes and storm drains. It was at that point they started backing everyone out of this area, shutting down some of the streets and pushing us a lot farther down the street from where we originally were. Sources telling us that this area was supposed to have the gas shut off. So the concern being there that they're not sure exactly where all of this gas is coming from. I'm going to walk this way to give you another sense of what we've been seeing throughout the last half hour, 40 minutes here. We've been seeing them open up manholes. We've been seeing them, if you see crews further across the street, taking measurements at storm drains. And if we pan further down the street, you'll see Eversource vehicles, fire trucks, police vehicles have now filled this area along Broadway here in Lawrence. All this following, again, the discovery as crews were working their way through this area of what appeared to be gas coming from a storm drain. At that point, they started investigating and figured out that the gas can was supposed to be shut off here. So right now they're trying to figure out where all of this gas came from. As we get more information from officials and from sources, we'll bring it to you here on 7. That's the latest live in Lawrence this morning. Michael Yoshida, 7 News, today in New England.
Wow. Crazy, right?
Yeah. A lot more.
So news out in Lawrence up another potential
trying to shut it off. I know it's playing again. Yeah, so I don't know what the fuck is going on out here, but I really don't think it's overpressurized gas lines that would just accidentally
Are you downwind from there?
Because
like I said, if there's that much gas, you would smell it even from miles away if the wind was blowing in different directions.
I'm about 10 miles south of them, maybe a little tad southwest. South of them, though.
I mean, can you imagine that? A leak at such a massive scale like that?
You've got people
walking down the street smoking, blowing up.
Exactly. God forbid, right? You throw a cigarette out, right? Yep.
Yeah, like that video you've seen on YouTube where he drops a cig down a hole and he just blows up.
Yeah, they were actually kind of lucky. It could have been a lot worse than what it was.
Yeah.
Unless
crazy shit, though. Obviously, more will come out about it. So, you know, it's crazy. I don't know what to make of it yet. I just, even if it's what they say, it's crazy. I mean, 100 houses and buildings going up because of it.
I mean, a person in the chat says natural gas has no smell. Yeah, that's a good point. That's why they used to have the birds, especially when they went down in mining, you know, if they dropped dead, they knew they had a gas leak. But they had the smell to it. At house point, you know, so you can smell a leak.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's why when you smell gas, it's because of the mix. So you know there's a gas leak.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, is it carbon dioxide, the one that you can't smell at, though?
Yeah, carbon
dioxide. You can smell, yeah. Well, we'll find out more as the days go by, I guess.
I guess so.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah. So you'd think there'd be a lot of more road damage, wouldn't you? If it's so just huge, it'd be a big, massive hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the houses without affecting the streets. We don't know yet because we haven't really seen pictures, so we don't really know yet if it cracked open the streets or the driveways and everything like that. I can't see it just going through. That to me doesn't make any sense. It's like targeting houses, a miss and hit. No, that doesn't make any sense. No.
That doesn't make any sense. It's crazy. So we'll get to the next topic. But before I do, there's a couple short videos that you asked me to save, Glory, and play on the show when we were talking about media fakery earlier. So I'm going to play those. Okay. And it's the one, Paul, I seen you actually made a couple memes of after the guy faking the hurricane being a lot stronger than it is with the kids walking by.
Oh, yeah, I've made one before.
Like, that's the fakest thing. I'm like, oh, you haven't even seen that happen. I said, I got one where the lady is paddling in a canoe because she's acting like she's in a flood and people walk by and the water's like only halfway up their freaking calf muscle. And I'm going to play that one too real quick and then we'll get into the next topic. So we'll just have a little fun with that for a second. So you guys got to check this out. This shit is good. Do a little screen share here. Bada bing. Bada boom.
Oh, my. You know, suppose you don't do that with a more accent. Like Glory would do it, you know.
Check this out. And watch them try to explain it.
But first, the severe flooding here in the Northeast as more rain continues to fall today. NBC's Michelle Kaczynski, I guess she's in the canoe, in Wayne, New Jersey this morning.
Hey,
Michelle,
yo, watch this. To you. Watch what they say, too.
Good morning.
explain it away.
We're getting a nice break from the rain, but not the flooding. This is essentially now a part of the Biscayne. It's really tough to control a canoe or a boat when you're out in it. It's much deeper back there because this Katie. Is really...
Actually, Michelle, I'll take it. Is there some kind of severe drop-off there? We saw these guys a second ago. Michelle, walking. Are these men walking on top of water? What's going on
why
here?
Why walk when you can ride, you guys? When you have a ride like this, why would you want to walk?
Do you run a short yet?
Well, they could. They wouldn't let me go back into the deep water because they were afraid I would just drift out here.
Strange yeah, piece right. of Michelle.
Is your oar hitting ground, Michelle?
Michelle, thank you very much. That's Michelle.
Yo, how ridiculous is that?
Oh my goodness, that is so funny.
That's good, right?
Yeah, that is so funny.
And now I gotta switch the screen share just to another window, and I'll grab the other one that you wanted me to show, the hurricane one. And no, that people ask. Hurricane is not real, but we're saying this reporter is exaggerating greatly wherever he is, and you'll see people just walking past him, and it's a riot because they're not even like affected. Like, and he's like trying to like keep his balance because you know he's telling you the winds are 75 miles an hour, or whatever.
Storm, we're in one of these bands. This is
look at the kids.
And then the eyeball this morning, we were not on TV. It was the dark and raucous night at the hotel, and this wind gusting again over 60.
Oh, it's too much for me, man.
Hey, I'm Brian, can you play that one more time? I have to see that one more time.
Which one? This one?
The one with the guys walking behind him. I just have to see that again. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
Okay, picking it up here in Wilmington, North Carolina, right at the Intracoastal, and we're in one of these bands. This is about as nasty as it's been. We have some bands.
They're walking by with shorts on.
Oh, that is too funny.
They're not only just chilling, they got shorts on.
One of them is eating something. The other one looks like he's on his cell phone.
Yeah, because it's 2 days of video. They probably recorded it on people that weren't even in the rain, for Christ's sakes.
And he's rocking back and forth like it's blowing him. I can't.
This is why I started my website years ago, Gloria, the Media Fakery.
I know when I seen it, I didn't know that was going to happen. I was watching ESPN, and I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, look, the winds are picking up, you know, wow. And then I see the people in the background. I was like, oh, I didn't know. I didn't know you guys were making fun of it. I was like, oh, my God, that is messed up. And then you could tell, like, he stopped swaying back and forth because the camera guy must have told him, you have two kids walking behind you. Because he was like this, and then he just, like, calmed down. He's like, okay, gig is up.
Oh, there's so much. I won't play it now because it's like an 8, 9, 10, maybe even 15-minute clip. But you got to watch the Charles Jaco one. Anybody that's listening, watch the Charles Jaco CNN Media Fakery clip. You just put in Charles Jaco CNN, it'll come right up. And what he did is before we did the first Gulf War, they went over in Saudi Arabia. Or they said they were in Saudi Arabia. They were in a studio with the fucking blue wall. You could see the fucking seam on the wall. Like they had a tree, big tree, and a fan. And he was faking that it was an air raid went off, and he was in the middle of a chemical attack from Saddam Hussein. And then he pulls out a gas mask, and his buddy, they only have a hard hat for him. And it's like, well, if you need a gas mask, like, what's going to happen to this guy? Like, it's like, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. And this is, you know, this is how they brainwash the world. The world believes these things. Just like the stories back before the Gulf War when they said that the Iraqis were going around and unplugging babies from incubators and hospitals and shit. That was all bullshit, you know?
God, that was funny. Yeah, you really got to pay attention. You have to pay attention to all the details because if you don't, you miss it. You have to pay attention to it.
Well, you got to realize that the media is the number one enemy, and that's important to realize. You cannot trust them. Now you can look at their information and you can pick things out of it by using discernment, but you can't trust any story from them. Then they're not giving you the truth. They're there to deceive you. And all these big events, whether it's 9/11, whether it's JFK, the moon landing, whatever it is that you're into looking into, vaccines, chemtrails, whatever, the media is completely there to make you look away from that or to ridicule these things. They can't be trusted at all. Or to scare the shit out of you. That's one of the biggest overall things. That's, you know, the fear propaganda. They keep you in the state of fear to control you. That's the whole point of events like 9/11. That's why it doesn't matter to them if 3,000 people died, 0 people died, or 100 people died. As long as you think 3,000 people died, it has the same effect because it puts that fear over you. And then the whole propaganda that comes along with that, them getting to fast track their way into all the countries and all this shit based off it, it creates more division amongst people when we should all be uniting. Like, it really does. I remember when that happened, people over here wanted to beat up Muslims for no fucking reason, you know? And it's like, even if, which is absolutely not, especially if you saw my last show about 9/11 on the 9/11 anniversary, but even if 9/11 was what they say, why would you go beat up some random Muslim guy at a bar? He didn't do it. It doesn't even make any sense. You're the fucking asshole if you do that. Like, you're a loser. You gotta be a loser.
That's what it was like in Brooklyn and New York after that happened. You know, a lot of the little stores that were owned by Arabic, and there's a lot of Arabic Muslim, a lot of Muslims. My nephews are Muslims. There's a lot of Muslims in New York. And they didn't go to work. They shut their stores down. They didn't open up. They were fear for their lives. You didn't see any for a really long time. You know?
Yeah. Probably smart too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. This is complete bullshit. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. And this is, again, the media. And I know, like, on a lot of shows, we talk about NASA being the biggest enemy, and really the media is even bigger. I mean, the media is so huge and such a brainwashing tool when you think about everything that they put in front of you on the TV and the news and all these simulated events. I mean, they're 100% complicit in all of them, and they're the major pushing force behind them. I mean,
all
I'm sure this
ratings, isn't it? All about ratings. That's all they want. More ratings, bring everyone in. They want everyone on their channel. And it's just
that too.
Yeah, it's just your thing, divide and conquer. Either get everyone fighting within, you can't see anything that's happening without, you know, outside. That's what they do. Stupid. People just take it so easily these days. It's amazing.
Well, they keep you in the fear state, and rightfully so, if you are genuinely fearing these things, right? Well, then you don't have time to look at this, look at that. You're worried about your kid's going to get shot at school, or a Muslim's going to fly a plane into your office building. That's what you're worried about. And you're not, and you're so, if you're so afraid of those things, you're going to be clouded your vision to try and look into those things and see what really happened, because the fear is going to get you before the logic sets in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's because then you have the feeling that they're going to protect you. So you need to listen to what they're saying, because they will protect you. You know, because I remember after 9/11, everybody was glued to the television. Oh, what do we do? You know, how are we going to be protected?
Yeah.
You know,
that's just begging for more intervention and control by them. That's all. And it's all bullshit. We didn't need to be more protected because they used to tell us that people hated us for our freedoms. First of all, people don't give a fuck about us and our freedoms if they're over there. Second of all, let's throw a big quotation around the word freedoms.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because this ain't a free country.
That's right.
Basically,
no, it's basically people think, and I know it wasn't just blacks, it was like there were a lot of European white slaves, and there was slavery everywhere at all different times, you know? But people think that generally, like, slavery got abolished, but slavery really just got expanded and kind of, and it has the skies laid over it now.
One of the biggest delusions of all time is people thinking they're free.
That's right. You know, you think about it. You go to work 9 to 5, right? You break your ass. Some people have to work 2 jobs to pay for a house that you never in, to pay for a car that you just used to get you to and from work. Well, how is that a life? How do you think? How is that not slavery? You know, it's very sad.
No, we weren't meant 40, 50 hours a week. It's ridiculous. It's just this whole system that they got us in, you know? And it's funny too, because it's all like a prison without bars. It's not a physical thing. It's this whole mental thing that they put over everybody, and they start with the brainwashing. It starts with the media. It starts with NASA. It starts with the Globe. It starts with all the shit that they push in Hollywood, all the subliminal programming and the cartoons to the kids. It's all this shit, you know? It just gets you brainwashed right from the start. And most people, you know, you can't blame them that they're not awake to anything, because they've been totally, literally brainwashed. And we all have. And we're just fortunate that we've been able to get rid of the brainwashing. Now, can we still be fooled? Sure. But our radars are like, you know, they're like this now. We're going to, at least for me, I know, I think everything's bullshit until it's proven otherwise. That's where I stand with the media. And not only do I have the right to that opinion, if you look at the track record, that's the only logical conclusion to make. It's a hoax until proven otherwise. If it really happened, it should be easily proven, especially by big government agencies and big media corporate that have all this money and resources and helicopters and investigation teams and NTSB and all, you know, all this shit. You know, they're coming in now. I guess the NTSB is coming into Lawrence. I thought they just did plane crashes, but they're coming into Lawrence.
I said on that. Freedom and all that, liberty. Do you know what I mean? It's the same word, liberty, but you've only got to look at the definition and what liberty means. I mean, I've just typed it in because I had it in my head when I was talking about it, but I like to get it word for word. It just says the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's behavior or political views. And then it goes down and it carries on. It goes a right or privilege, especially a statutory one. So it's a privilege they're giving us. It's the illusion of being free. That's all it is. Comes back from the Roman times, from Libertas and all things like that. It's just an illusion. You can say, like, you know, to make people think they're free and they have rights. When we have none.
Absolutely. And I just want to tell people that at this point, we are going to open the phones. We might close them again at some point just to, you know, focus on a topic and then reopen them. But we'll open them for a little bit right now if you guys want to call in. Feel free to, even when you hear us switch topics, if you still want to call in, call in. If anybody wants to talk about what I talked about with the explosions and the fires, or what we're talking about now with 9/11, the media, fear propaganda, 978-435-0006.
Yeah, it's actually, like I said, it's kind of sad, and it's really sad for the next generation. You know, I look at my son who's in his 20s, and these kids don't stand a chance. Seriously, they don't stand a chance. You know, a lot of them live at home with their parents and they work their asses off and they can't make ends meet. They can't support themselves.
It's the same cycle over and over and over. And, you know, I have this thought. What do you guys think about this? Hold on, let me turn this AC off. Okay, I don't think that, like, as you know, when we talk about chemtrails, for instance, I don't think that they're intentionally trying to kill us. But I do know, like, with GMO foods and other stuff they could do, I don't think they want us living as long as we could potentially live. Like, say they want us to live to 80 years and not 120 or whatever it could be, right, if we were totally healthy and we had certain knowledge that they're hiding. And the reason for that is if you cut that lifespan down by 30% or whatever it is, the chance of us being able to pass on true knowledge on a first-hand basis to people, it gets smaller and smaller, because, you know, every 30 years you can rewrite history the way it is now. If people lived to be 120 and you were around your great-great-great-grandparents, you would probably hear stories that weren't consistent with what we were being told for lies. So I think it's a benefit that we don't live as long as we potentially could for them to control information. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. I look at it just a little different with that, but that definitely – I look at it as I think they're trying to kill us off before we could get Social Security. that's how I look at it. Hey, get your flu shot. Make sure you get it 10 times a week before you're 55 or 62, whatever the hell it is. I think it's 62, right? So you get Social Security. And I think they're trying to kill those people. And I think, and you can call me crazy, I think they really do something to the flu shot to get rid of.
Nobody hears you crazy. I mean, oh my God. I wouldn't get any of those vaccines. You know, I'm not an expert on the vaccines, but I looked at them, you know, 7, 8 years ago, 9 years ago when I was first waking up and, you know, I've seen all the issues with the side effects and people dying from them. And I seen Dr. Hilleman for Merck vaccine laughing how they put cancer in the polio vaccines. And I've seen all types of shit. I've watched the documentaries that people have watched and stuff. I know I don't talk about vaccines a lot. I just think with the people we talk to, it's pretty obvious at this point. But I guess a lot of people still do believe in that shit. So it's funny because when the flu shot comes around, you always know who's going to get sick. It's all the people that go and get the flu shot. And I'm perfectly fine. I'm like chilling.
You know how many people must die a year from the flu shot and they never report it? Oh. They say nothing.
No.
Got to be thousands of senior citizens must die every year from the flu shot and they don't say shit.
They give babies like 60 shots now or something before the age of like 3 or 4 or something crazy, you know?
Go figure. But then you'll have somebody who gets bitten by a mosquito and it'll be all over the news. Oh, West Nile virus. One person's in the hospital sick. But I bet you they never report how many people die from the flu shot.
Well, that is the thing, because the flu shot is their big billions and billions and trillions of dollar industry. They're not going to report it for obvious reasons. But they still want to hype up the fear. So things like the Ebola hoax, the Ebola wasn't really over here killing people. I broke that down when it happened. That was complete bullshit. So they do that to keep you in fear with these other things that aren't really their problem. Like a mosquito getting the West Nile virus to you, right? That's putting fear in you, right? But that they don't have any liability for that. So that's the story they're going to run.
Yeah, it sounds like they just want us to be in the house. They don't want us to leave the house. They want us to be afraid of everything that's outside.
Everything. If I comment on this, I'll be all night.
Including the sun. Hey, don't stare. Don't ever, ever stare at the sun, Paul. Especially during an eclipse, when you might observe something during an eclipse.
That's health and safety. I mean, if I stare at the sun, it shines off my head. So, you know.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about the sun, aren't we? So before we get into that, do you remember this was great, Gloria? And I wasn't friends with you at the time, but when the last solar eclipse happened and they're telling people you can't stare at the sun, this and that, they literally marketed NASA fucking eclipse glasses and people were buying sunglasses from NASA because they thought that would make it safe to look at the sun, whereas if you didn't have them, you couldn't look at it. And these people laugh at me. It's a great Can I play one video? I want to play that little music video by NASA, Paul, and then we're going to talk about the solar observatories. How's that? Is that good for you guys?
Yeah, fine.
Gloria, did you listen to the video earlier?
I did. Yes, I did.
All right. Okay. Don't tell anybody. Okay, guys, so I'm going to play this little song right here, right? And this NASA really did put this on their channel. They made a song, a Gangnam-style parody. And what they're doing is they're pushing all their propaganda in you. They're ridiculous. They're dancing around. And this was on their channel that's been up there for 6 years. I just never saw it. It must have already been, you know, buried in their playlist by the time I started really scrutinizing their stuff, and I never saw it. Somehow today I came across it. And this, you guys can see the video, right?
Yeah, it's cool. It's loading.
Yeah. Check this out.
NASA Johnson Star. Johnson Star. Welcome to NASA's Johnson Space Center. We are coming in hot, so don't burn up as we enter. We do science every day that affects your daily life. Throw them up for space flight. Science everywhere as we engineer the marbles that fly through the air.
I bet you're dancing to this, Brian.
Science everywhere because we engineer the marbles that fly through the air.
I'm doing your jacket, though.
Show the mission out of Johnson. This is ground.
This is space.
Tell me, Houston, what's the problem? It's okay. Oh, it's okay. Because the flight controllers on the top today. NASA Johnson Star. Johnson Star. NASA Johnson Star. Johnson Star. NASA Johnson Star.
Hey, science lady.
NASA Johnson Star.
Hey, it's amazing.
NASA Johnson Star. Orbiting Earth. International Space Station, where we work and live in space with a crew from several nations. Now, Jack, and Russians and that European charm. Throw him up like the Canada arm. Kicking out research. 2019 cubic feet revolves around the Earth. Science, microgravity revolves around the Earth. Columbus jamming destiny, kicking out research, kicking out research. Train the astro, not to Johnson, to go to space, hey. To go to space, hey. Cause the missions of tomorrow start today, hey. It's not today, hey. As we engineer the future day by day. NASA Johnson style. Johnson style. NASA Johnson style. Johnson style. NASA Johnson style. Science lady. NASA Johnson style. It's amazing. That's a Johnson star. SLS and PCV, we cannot feel the floor. Cause the lack of gravity, the destinations are an asteroid, Mars, or the moon. We are blasting off, start the countdown soon.
Ignition sequence 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. Houston, Houston, Houston.
NASA Johnson style.
It's amazing.
All right, we're back. What do you think about that? That's pretty good, right? That's a riot. That's what people believe. They believe all that shit. That's what NASA pushes on them. It's fucking amazing.
For anyone who's listening, Brian was actually dancing to that.
Say that again.
Brian was actually dancing to that. They didn't see it. He was actually dancing
so
to that.
Actually, so was I, Paul. So was I.
Well, Brian had his NASA thong on.
My NASA thong, huh?
Yeah.
I don't have that anymore.
Oh, do you know? Oh, you sold it on eBay, didn't you?
No, yeah, he traded it in for his NASA pajamas. Come on, Paul.
Gloria, why is your camera off?
You got all excited, that's why.
This is unacceptable on the video show. Turn your camera on.
Just give me a minute. I'll turn it back on, Brian, if I rip your sleeve.
I thought you was on the toilet then. You don't do a dump on there. Come on, professional.
Come on, Paul, shut up. Stop blowing up my spot. I'm trying to do something here.
Oh, I can hear that vibrating again. Come on, come on.
Oh, boy.
Right, go on, Bobby.
Let's talk about what we were going to talk about with the, you want to intro the story about the solar observatories?
Yeah, I'm an expert on it, but I brought it to my attention, was it, I think it was yesterday or today, and I just thought it's an interesting topic to look into. You know, see what people think about it, what happened, about why the observatory shut down, the post office at the side shut down, and then other observatories around the world shutting down. Just to think it's, you know, something to talk about. You know, why, what possible reason would they have for shutting it down? Because it's just countless. I mean, I don't know if you've got the pictures that I sent you on link. See, she got me thinking about everything now. On the link where it looks like it's showing you, but we can't authenticate them yet. But it shows you something around the sun, and in some of them it looks like a snake and different things like that. I mean, when you're talking about the snake and things like that about the sun, you think about, I think, how do you pronounce it? Uberus, and all through the myths, which go back to ancient Egypt, Vikings, you name it, you all talk about the snake in the sky. I just think it's an interesting topic we could bring up and see what people think. And
Well, it is, because, and here's the thing, we don't know. Now, we know, you know, we know some things. Like, we know that, they're, you know, any alien propaganda they push from outer space, like, for instance, is going to be complete bullshit. So there's people that are talking about that angle of this when they're showing you the footage. But what we believe, I don't, you know, I'm not going to speak for you, Paul, normally, but I know what you're saying. What we believe is, you know, that you know, whatever is going on in the sky, whether you believe it's natural, artificial, that NASA is clearly trying to hide things from us. I think sometimes they're trying to hide us from seeing what's going on with the sun, what's going on with the solar simulator.
Zenith Atlas tried to ring in, it didn't work.
Oh, I didn't even know. I don't know why it didn't. He can try and call again.
They've rang, it's 978-435-0006. Is that right?
Yep. 978-435-0006.
And it'll go on, carry on.
Well, maybe
what I was saying is whatever they're doing is whatever is going on in the sky. You believe it's the sun, it's the solar simulator, it's the stars, it's the moon. They're trying to mask what's going on in the sky, in my opinion, or they're trying to hide that from you. So I don't know. We got to be careful, like, what stories come out of this, you know, as, because there's going to be all types of stories that tell you, oh, it's this, it's a UFO, it's a demon. You know, there's going to be all types of stories. You got to use your discernment and choose what you'll, you know, and use other research that you've done. But why are they evacuating these places? What is it that they don't want people to see? Or are they just creating a hype? Because that's also possible, right, Paul?
Yeah, that's what we said, yeah.
They're just telling you that these places are being vacated, and they're creating a hype that, you know, they're creating a hype for you know, for their story, you know? So we don't really know. But if they are really having people leave these places, well, then there's probably something in the sky going on that they don't want people to see. Now, one of the things that they brought up, Paul, in the thing they talked about, the moon, the last lunar transit, that it would change directions or something. Now, I haven't seen any of that. That's my question, is why haven't we seen that from flat earthers and whatnot, and people making all sorts of observations? Because I know plenty of people personally that take constant photos of the moon every night and the sun.
We're in an echo. It'll go. They mentioned the sun as well, and that we said the moon changing paths, didn't we, in that article? And obviously, we're right to think, we've not heard anyone else say it.
No,
make a video on it, Paul. Somebody did. I can't remember. I don't know if it was WSO, or I don't remember who it was, but they were talking about that too.
Not talking about the lunar eclipse shadow going the wrong way, but talking about the moon actually changing its transit across the sun recently.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. I want to see it. So I'll have to check it out. But either way, so let's just say these places have been vacated. We don't know. It's a brand new story, just like the gas explosions, right? So we're just kind of having a thought. So let's say the places have been vacated for real. We know NASA's fraudulent. We know they're not looking, you know, millions of miles into space, but they are observations looking up, and they probably don't want you seeing something. So what do you think is going on, Paul?
Well, you've got to start. I look at it this way. If you think about it, that the one in New Mexico is not far from Roswell. And I'm not saying it's aliens. I'm just saying, obviously, White Sands, it's called? The Air Force Base.
I'm not sure.
That is close. I mean, you got to look at it this way. Is it, as you believe in a sun simulator, is it that coming in? Is that being flying out? Obviously, it's, you know, they want the observatory shut down so it can't be filmed or photographed.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Because, you know, or something really, you know, the testing new planes and that. But that wouldn't answer them for the other side of the planet where it's been shut down as well, the observatories. Are they taking some simulator up as well to match? Do you know what I mean? That's what you've got to think about. Is it the sun simulator type of thing? You then got to think about what else are they hiding in the sky? Is it Project Bluebeam? Are they trying to promote that to get the idea? People think, oh, they're hushing this up, it's got to be aliens. That's what generally normal people think. Oh, there's got to be something. If they're hushing, the FBI is marching all the people out of the observatory. The local sheriffs are not allowed, basically, and they don't know what's going on. So that creates like a mystique. And people love a good conspiracy, and they generally think, you know, it's like they're trying to push the alien agenda. But also, some of the things, the images that we've seen revealing Ubris and different things like that, and like the egg type of thing, it's that really interests me. That's why I wanted to just talk about it briefly on here. Because it could be anything, you know what I mean? I'm not just putting no pun intended, all my eggs in one basket.
No, pushing the alien agenda. I agree with you, Paul. I think this is just a setup. It's like to get people going, oh, no, what's there? What are they hiding? So they can go along with their script and say, oh, you know, maybe give us partial disclosure of aliens and all this stuff. They're just setting it up. I agree with everything that you just said. Either that or a light bulb did blow out in the sun simulator. So
it's either- they have to go change it.
They have to go to Walmart to go buy another one.
They have an advert in the UK, and it actually is like, you know, for an electric company. And they actually, you might have seen it on Facebook, and they actually changed the light bulb to the sun simulator. It's on the screen. It's like so in your face. You've seen it, haven't you, Brian?
Which one is it? I'm sorry. I was just, Facebook feed died. So I was just hitting people up in the comments and telling them.
Remember the, I think it was, I can't remember what electrical firm. It was over here and it was an advertisement. And it was like the sun was flickering like it was broke. And it said,
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's having trouble calling in.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm going to have to try it now.
I'll drop the email and hop on the panel. All right, you're reading that?
Yeah, I'm trying to fix that too.
And I'm just thinking now, I mean, I can't think off the top of my head because I've not got my things out, but if it's not far from what like they did in, like, they're saying on the chat, I've been researching into the 33rd parallel. And round that way, New Mexico, where it is near enough on the 33 parallel, if I can remember, where a lot of mysterious things go on.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
And I just remembered that thinking how when I was on about the White Sands like being in New Mexico and one of the people on the chat was on about it being New Mexico and that's where the observatory roughly is. Also, I don't know the direct location because I've just thought of it then about the 33rd parallel.
There's other ones too. Let's tell everybody that they said there were at least like six of them around the world that were shut down, right? Like,
And I think one of them's in Spain.
Yeah.
So that's roughly on the same line nearish of.
Well, you know what I mean? One thing for people to remember, though, is now when we're telling you that this has happened worldwide, that doesn't necessarily mean that it makes it any more real or fake, because got to remember, all these space agencies are in cahoots with each other. So if they're going to do it, they're going to coordinate and do it. That's how it would happen. So it does. If it is a deception, just because it's done in Australia, Spain, the US, doesn't mean that it's real. But I'm not saying it is a deception. These places, they might really be empty, or else we wouldn't even be talking about it right now. We don't know. Well, I wonder what other people's thoughts of it are. If other people have even seen the story. Because before you guys mentioned it to me, I mean, Jenna sent me the thing, and then you brought it up to me today or whatever. I hadn't heard of the story. Had you heard of it?
Nothing. Jenna was the one that told me all it yesterday, and then I got more footage today from this morning at offer, and it was intriguing, the pictures. So that's why I said a message to you first, saying we should talk about this today. But you know what?
As of yesterday, I didn't check it today. They're still closed. So they've been closed, I think, 6 days now.
And they didn't give any, right? There's no cover story at all. They're just silent, right?
No, there's a cover story. They say it's a security breach. So
of what kind?
They don't say. They just say it's a security breach, and that's why the FBI is in, and they've just like cordoned off. They've roped everywhere off. People sent drones in, and there's no one to be seen.
Closing the post office and all that, and yeah, no.
Yeah, Jenna made a good point on that. Is obviously you can send pictures by digital, but you know there is the old fashioned, the old fashioned measure of sending a letter, pictures by mail. Is that a link? They don't want to get any information out. It's just all possibilities and things, what you're going to think about what's happening.
Yeah,
it just seems suspicious. She made a good point as well, as like you said, you had that red tide and it seems to things, and then the explosions, and then you've got the fires. It all seems to be happening, doesn't it?
Yeah, really does.
Well, you're breaking up.
He's not really breaking up to me. I think it's your connection, Gloria, because you were just breaking up when you said that.
Yeah, blame me.
Am I still breaking up now? He was breaking up, too.
You're fine now. you find out with your bootleg burner phone internet. Yeah.
You don't know what's coming.
Oh, so how about this? How about this? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and then we'll start talking about some Mandela effect. You guys want to do that?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Sounds good to me.
All right, everybody. We're gonna take a 5-minute break. I'm gonna play a quick song. So you're listening to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm here with my guests today, Paul Knight, Gloria Cannata. I want to welcome anybody if you're coming over from Facebook because our Facebook video did crash. This is my backup channel, The Real News Online. I broadcast live here at least for another 2 months because I'm on a 3-month ban with 2 months left from my main channel, Brian Ness Daily. So please be sure to subscribe both. They're both listed in the show notes. And just stick with us and we'll be back in five or 6 minutes. All right? That's not the one I wanted to play. Sorry.
Good job. That was clean.
Yeah, go kill yourself.
You're welcome.
Well, let me tell you something about the space station. It's only really there in your imagination. That thing ain't real. It's science fiction. It's there to feed your space addiction. Those astronauts are not in space. It's written all over their stupid face. See, I can spot a lie from 100 miles. And I can spot a fraud from the way they smile. Didn't you learn nothing from the fake moon missing that puppet show from President Nixon? Well, listen up, they're doing it again, it seems. Check out the harnesses and green screens. I used to work a lot in film and TV. I know a bit about the television trickery to create the illusion that you're somewhere that you're not. A green screen is what you're gonna use a lot. Or if you wear a harness and attach it to the ceiling, the illusion that you're floating is what they'll be believing. All you're watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're actors, of course, and yeah, they all get paid. Look at me, Ma, I'm floating in space. No, you're not, you're lying to the human race. So let me tell you something about a zero-G plane. This thing flies up and then down again. Some weird stuff happens if you're on the inside. You start to float as the plane takes a dive. Simply add an actor that's trained to the sea, and you got yourself an astronaut, or so you believe. Plane flies up and that's everyone's cue. Then action, we got some deceiving to do. Plane flies down and then everyone knows to start the ISS live show. Floating in a plane with zero G, but you only see astronauts on your TV. All you're watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're actors, of course, and yeah, they all get paid. Look at me, Ma, I'm floating in space. No, you're not, you're lying to the human race. Well, another thing I noticed when I looked at these fools, they're filming spacewalks in buoyancy pools. NASA's gonna tell you that it's just for training, to practice for space station maintaining. Well, I've thought about that, but if that's the case, then why the hell can I see bubbles in space? Take a hard look at the next spacewalk and tell me if you can see bubbles at all. Open your eyes, man, I'll bet you a quarter. Those spacewalks are filmed underwater. I can see space bubbles everywhere. Hey, NASA, how the hell did those get there? All you're watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're actors, of course, and yeah, they all get paid. Look at me, Ma, I'm floating in space. No, you're not, you're lying to the human race. We'll be right back.
So when you see an astronaut aboard the ISS, take another look at your TV set. They're pretty good at faking, so you gotta look close. Pay some attention to the way the actor floats. If you ask me, that ain't zero gravity, but Hollywood effects that I see on my TV. Take a good look at the whole damn thing. These lying bastards are just puppets on a string. It's all a big science fiction puppet show. The game's up, assholes, cause we all know. Thanks for the show, NASA. It's been a blast. Now take your fake station and shove it up your... All you're watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're actors, of course, and yeah, they all get paid. Look at me, ma, I'm floating in space. No, you're not, you're lying to the whole human race. All y'all watching is a puppet show, yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're just actors, of course, and yeah, they all get paid. Look at me, ma, I'm floating in space. No, you're not. You're lying to the whole human race, man. All y'all watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're actors, of course. And yeah, they all get paid. Look at me, ma. I'm floating in space. No, you're not. You're lying to the whole human race.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. And I just want to say, I love that video. I should have played that last week because we did our ISS exposing the ISX and our top 10 Mandalas all in one show. The thing, let's talk about this for a minute before we get on to the Mandela effect. We still got a lot of time. We've only been on an hour and a half. The thing with that video, and I saw somebody had commented that the, you don't even need a computer. He didn't even use a computer for that. He filmed that video using his iPhone, a green wall in his house, and a bench, like to lay out on in the scenes where he's like flying. He uses a bench, a green wall, and an iPhone. And Paul, you've seen how easy it is to use green screens and Photoshop the ISS and everything. You want to talk about that?
What about my famous meme?
Yeah.
I made a meme. What is it? It's a green screen. I think they use it for the Iron Man films. It's huge. You know what I mean? It's like stories high. I just came across it on the internet. I thought, well, let me just put the space station on a crane and then basically say, look what I can do on an iPad. What can NASA do with 52 million a day? And what people took, they didn't take the headings or anything like that. They just took the meme and ran with it as proof of the space station on Earth. And it went viral. And I mean, viral.
Yeah, I remember. But it's so easy to fake that stuff. And we talked before, Paul, about the show The Big Bang.
Yeah.
Mention it again. There's an episode of The Big Bang where they're on the ISS. And I want you to think about it. Now, if you watch it and it looks similar to the ISS footage, which it does, it looks exactly like it. But what does that tell you? We know the actor from the show The Big Bang Theory didn't go on the space station to film it, so they filmed it in a Hollywood studio. So if they can have it look exactly like what you see on TV when you watch NASA footage, why can't NASA?
Well, that's exactly. Well, if you think about it, the people that were in space with him, we only saw one of them was in the video, you know, fought with the Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
He was behind him in the fake station they have on there.
Yeah. Oh, it's ridiculous. The whole thing is a ridiculous hoax. It's crazy that people still believe that, you know? And we could go on and on and on about that. And we talked about it a lot last week, so we won't go on and on about that. But
on and on.
No, I mean, we could.
No, it reminds me of that song. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I don't know, whatever.
Well, it's the song that never.
Oh, my God. You've got him singing, don't.
No, but that song doesn't exist, Paul. It's never said that now.
It's a song that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friends. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. But it does exist, but it's different, right? The words are different to
now,
it?
Now it says it's the song that doesn't end. It doesn't say never.
The song that doesn't end. That doesn't even...
The song that doesn't end. It goes
What do you remember when you would dress up in your little tutu singing that song? How do you remember it?
Is that like Brian?
I already sent you the video the last time I was dressed up in the tutu and sang it, remember?
No, yeah, I was saying Paul was dressed up in the tutu.
Brian was the fairy, remember?
Yes, he was the fairy, but you had that different tutu singing.
Which
that.
Color? Pink or black? Puppet. I had a sock pocket. Sock pocket.
Oh, you have a sock puppet account, and you've been trolling me. Sock puppet account. See that? The Mandela affection videos about me.
It's count now.
You're the one that made the videos about me. He made the videos, Gloria. He's the Russian sounding chick. That's Paul.
Oh my god. Okay, what other songs do you remember changing, Brian? Beside that one.
Oh my god, there's a lot of songs. I mean, we talked about Jewel. Obviously.
What is that?
Oh my god.
It's better than Bomb Chicka Wah Wah.
Well, there's a lot of songs that changed. For me, one of the biggest ones, and I don't think we talked about this last few shows or in a while, even.
It's what you sent me before, though.
Is the the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge, City of Angels, now City of Angel. That's a huge one for me. Obviously, the Queen one, which times the We Are the Champions. That's obviously a huge one. If the sky...
Oh, my God.
She'll crumble and fall, and the mountains.
Oh my God! If you keep persisting in the singing, I'm going.
Paul, let him sing.
Now after he sings, he strips.
Now after this, no.
You do.
Only when the money's right. Only when
the money. That song changed, Brian.
Yeah. So you know it says, "So the sky should tumble and fall, and the mountains shall crumble." To the sea. Now it says mountain. It's singular. It lost its S, so now it's just one mountain in the whole world that's going to fall. The whole sky is going to tumble, but one mountain is going to crumble.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you asked for the music ones. I got some music ones.
Paul's brain is going already. You know that, right? You and your sock pocket there. Shut up.
Hey, listen. Because Brian starts dancing, you love it. You start licking your lips and then rubbing your nipples like that because you get all excited. That's why you want him to dance.
You know that I just had them waxed. They're too sensitive.
Oh, you said you had Botox in them, didn't you?
Botox, that's right.
That's why they're punching for her like that.
Oh, my God. Okay. Brian, we're gonna ignore Paul right now while he plays with his nipples. You know what song? I think I spoke to you about it 2 days ago. Billy Joel, and maybe Paul knows this song because I think he drinks. So, Paul, do you know what it's called? A bottle of wine.
now you're the alcoholic cat.
No.
Anything else? Come on, blame me.
Come on, Paul. You know that song? What the hell is it? It's Scenes from Italian Restaurant by Billy Joel.
I know Billy Joel, yeah.
Okay. The Scenes from Italian Restaurant, that song, he says, a bottle of red, a bottle of white, right? At the end of the song, he goes, ooh, a bottle of red, oh, a bottle of white. Now at the end of the song, he goes, ooh, a bottle of reds, ooh, a bottle of whites. And he goes like that. What the heck is that? Whites. And he just drags out that S. That was never there. And I'd love to hear from the chat. I have to put my glasses on in order to see it. That was never there.
Ask the chat about that one. I don't know that one, but I know his other one. I know the Piano Man
Glass
one.
House, and thank you. Glass
play me a melody. Now it's Sun, Can You Play Me a Memory? That one's crazy. But how about this one? And it's not a regular type of song because it's a theme song, but there's a lot of theme songs. And Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, that's huge to me. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And now he doesn't say that. He's always said that. There's so much residue on that one. And now it's in this neighborhood. That one's fucked up, dude. That one's crazy.
And then you have that other song, which is really big with me. I was listening, I was driving my car and I had the radio on, and my favorite song came on, Everlasting Love. And he used to say, open up your eyes, then you realize, right? And now in the song, he goes, open up your eye, then your real lie. He goes, real and lie. Open up your eye. You know what song I'm talking about? Everlasting Love. Open up your eyes, then you realize everything. Yeah. Okay. Now he says, open up your eye, then your real lie. And I was like, what the hell is that? And I had brought that up like a year ago when Brian had made a video about it. That was a big deal. Open up your eye instead of open up your eyes.
How about the What Is Love song by Hathaway? Now it doesn't say, yeah. It says, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Now it says lady.
Yeah, it's now crazy. Now it says Paul, don't hurt me. Yeah, I know.
Now it says lady. It's absolutely crazy.
Well, no, you mean Paul, right? Lady Paul. It's the same thing. Oh, Paul.
Yeah, Paul's out of his mind.
He's a lady. He's out of his mind. He's a cat loving womanizer alcoholic son of a bitch. Suck out having chill making videos about me, motherfucker. No, I'm just kidding, Paul. I don't
Can
mean
it. Feel the love, guys. Can you feel the love in this room?
So check this out, right? I want to talk about, we can do some more music ones too, but I want to talk about one that I found. I like when I'm not looking for residue. I don't know that something's a Mandela and I just come across it. That's like, you know, that makes me feel good when I just, you know what I'm talking about, right? When you just spot one, you know? And as you guys know, I listen to, maybe you don't know, but when I like to unwind, you know, everybody has their things. I like to watch like old wrestling interviews and stuff. And, you know, it's just a lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool talk back and forth and whatever. And Stone Cold Steve Austin has a podcast, which was really, really good. And I played in the intro, if you saw the intro to my show, you've heard me talk about the other one before on his show. Him and Kevin Nash have a Mandela residue where they remember the Monopoly guy with the monocle. They're laughing about it. Kevin Nash, I'll play it. But now there's a Chris Jericho one. Chris Jericho is on with Stone Cold. And listen to what he says. I'm going to play it right now. 1 second. This is good.
Right. In your own time.
Out of tune and horrible. Like that was you committing to the character. I committed to the character every time. As a heel, as a babyface, anything I could do to you know, never ever again, for example, start in WCW when I ripped Dave Penzer's tuxedo off, and the next week they made me go back in there with a tuxedo, and I said, I promise I will never, ever, like, just over the top, like, I got it from Sally Field. You like me. You really like me. And it's like, I don't like you anymore from that, so I'll never, ever.
So he remembers Sally Field's old speech. Now, it is interesting. He does say her name, the new way, without the S, but he says, you like me. You really like me. But that's never been said. So we have another person, you know, misquoting her allegedly, which even she's misquoted. So that was one I just came out. I was literally just listening to that interview. It's 43 minutes in. I was kind of half paying attention to it because I was doing stuff. And I was like, whoa, did I just hear him say what I think he did? I rewound it. I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome. And that was just the other day. So that one's pretty good for me.
That's
I like
a
that.
Big one, though. Come on. That's a big one. Everybody knows that line.
Yeah, yeah. And so everybody knows the Monopoly guy with the monocle, too. And that was on another Stone Cold Steve Austin one. Now I'm just going to keep listening to his show, look for more. It's very prevalent in there. And you know, it's crazy. It wasn't him saying it either time. It was his guest. Kevin Nash said it about them. I'll play the Kevin Nash one right here. Check this out. Check out this great. I found this one, too, by accident. Damn, same reason. I just like these guys.
My buddy's
so I listen to him.
And here's my T-shirt, side by side on every T-shirt place in America. You know, so it's just like, I said, and if that don't tell me we made it, then, you know, but I looked at that and I said, wow, I said, this is unbelievable because, you know, and I knew, you know, the difference in the situation was I knew you were making bank on those shirts. You know, I knew you were bright.
I did okay.
Yeah. You look like the Monopoly guy. You're driving from town to town in a black top hat and a monocle.
Awesome, right?
Yeah.
That's on Stone Cold Show. Who else knows what else is on there? And all these types of shows, that's where you find residue, and people doing parodies or people just giving interviews and talking about things. So it's clear that these – and who knows, maybe Chris Jericho is a pretty smart guy. He knows about flat earth. He might not have come out and said he's a flat earther, but he has interviewed David Weiss, and he had, you could tell that he was interested, and he doesn't really believe what NASA's saying. I don't think I can't say that 100%, but I wouldn't doubt if he knew about the Mandela effect. But most of these guys, they don't know about the Mandela effect, and they're still affected by it. Again, like we say all the time, like everybody knows C-3PO was all gold. Ed McMahon worked for Publishers Clarinos. Everybody knows that, you know, when they'll have a million reasons why it's not a Mandela effect, but we know that it is. Be good, all right? Because they'll just start to come up with the excuses after. Pretty crazy. So these are the ones I like to come across a lot, Gloria. But the music ones are really fun for me.
You know, the music ones, somebody was talking about it in the chat, and I agree, because a lot of these songs that where the S's were dropped off and S's were added on, if you look at the lyrics, it is the way we remember it. But the song is different. So, you know, people go, oh, no, it's still the same. Without listening to the song, they'll go, oh, no, it's still the same because I'm reading the lyrics, and the lyric says eyes. But if you listen to the song, it clearly says I. No longer I. Yeah. You have to listen to the song, because the people who add the words in, that's what they remember, you know?
Yeah. And that just furthers that point after they go and listen to it. And then you realize it's changed. It's opposite of what you just told us it was. But the lyrics on some places, a lot of official ones are going to change. But some people write the lyrics down and stuff. They match what you remember. That's kind of just backing up our point, you know? Exactly. Really. There's so many songs. I did a video of just song. Oh, how about Prince, When Doves Cry?
Yeah.
Oh, you sang that one, didn't you?
Yeah, I already sang that one, so I'm not gonna sing it again.
But oh, God, please!
No! You need to relax.
I'll give you a dollar.
No. There was another one I just wanted to mention. But how about you?
Luther Vandross is actually a new one. Dance with My Father. That's a new one. And I think that he's, because I don't really know the song 100%, but I had seen it. Somebody, he says in the song, I would have sang with my father, and now it's sung. I would have sung for my father, and now he said sang. I don't know. You'd have to look at it. The Luther Vandross song, Dancing with My Father, that one you'd have to look up, because that one changed. Just for the people, you
There's
know.
There's a lot I'm forgetting right now because you asked me on the spot. I wasn't prepared, but if I knew we were going to talk about this, I would have had a list of a ton of songs. A lot of them are just escaping me right now, but there's tons of them. If I went through my Mandela list, I've got like 300 videos on it, but I got so many that music changes that it's ridiculous. There's so many of them.
Just like I have Bible changes.
Yeah, and you wanted to bring up some Bible changes today again, didn't you?
I'm afraid to. I don't know. Look, because Paul's getting ready. He's shining his head. Shining his head already.
No, go on. I'll behave. Go on.
No, Paul. What do you have set up for me?
No, nothing. I didn't know he was going to do these. He's sprung this on me myself.
Okay. All right. So we know.
Hey, can I bring up one? Let me bring up one. Yeah. Let me bring up one.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
How about the frying pans in the Bible?
How about I was just going to read that one? Next. Okay. Now, if you look at the frying pans in the Bible, and I will give everybody the verse to go look that up. I'm just looking on my computer. I'm looking for it.
Tell them what version you're using for these two. If they're different, make sure you tell them.
Yeah. I am using the King James Bible. Okay. So now I don't know where the frying pan was. I actually posted that one in your group, right? I didn't save it. Yeah. But if you look at it, I mean, they could even go online and type in, go to the Bible, the Gateway Bible, and they could type in frying pan, and it'll show them, you know, how many times it's in there. The weird thing about it, not only does it say frying pan as one word, one second, just give me one second. Not only does the Bible say frying pan as one word, okay, but it has oven. So they cook the meat in the frying pan and then put it in the oven.
I must be behind then, because I've not got it on here.
Huh?
I've just gone into the King James Bible online. There's no direct matches for the keyword in the King James Bible.
Put you put frying pan. Don't put frying pan as one word. Just put frying. You'll find it. I had it in my book, and I sent it to Brian yesterday. I just don't have the picture with me. Okay, but
two instances.
Huh?
Yeah, you're right. Two.
Yeah. It says up in
2:7.
It says can you put the verse in the chat for people? Can you you have the chat open? Can you just type the verse in there? Not the whole verse, but where they can find it? Or one of you guys?
He has it, so you could look that one.
I'll just read it out now if you want quicker. It says and if they oblation to be a meat offering baking in frying pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. And then the other one is Leviticus 7:9. It says, and all the meat offering that is bacon in the oven and all that is dressed in the frying pan and in the pan shall be the priest that offereth it. So you've only got to type King James Bible into Google and then go on the online and type in frying, and then the two instances come up.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy how much the Bibles are affected. And like I've said, you know, I don't know crap about the Bible, but, you know, I know plenty of other researchers that I trust that have discernment, like Gloria and other people who are more familiar with it. I mean, I know some of them, like the lion and the lamb and shit like that. But I also know certain words just weren't around at that time. Why would they be talking about frying pans? Why would they be talking about the Matrix? You know, it's like, I mean, the Matrix, the frying pan is one thing. Maybe a couple hundred years ago, people had them or whatever, or maybe longer. You could see, I mean, it's not a hot technology or whatever, but the word Matrix, like, people wouldn't even utter that word until 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what, Brian? You're even looking at the spelling of frying pan. It's like, when was frying pan one word? Like, that doesn't make sense. And there's so many mistakes in the Bible. It's just, it looks like, it reads like a 10-year-old wrote it. It's not the same anymore.
Now, like I said, if you read the Bible the way it is now and that it's supposedly always been, if you sing songs the way they are now, and if you quote people the way they say things now, you're going to sound like a fucking idiot 24/7. You're going to sound illiterate.
Yeah. Either that or
you're going to make single words plural. You're going to have things that just absolutely don't make sense. You're going to be... By the end of it, you're going to be having sex with your own brother. Like, the shit that they've got in there now, it's, you know, it's headed that way.
Yeah, and that seems to be okay, because they talk about a lot about transgender kind of stuff going on in the Bible right now, and that's kind of sick. A lot of transgender stuff. I mean, you have, there's one in Exodus 29:9 where, let's see, and thou shall gird them with girdles, and his sons, and put bonnets on them. And if you look at the Spanish translation, it's thou shall be wearing tiaras. Men now wearing tiaras.
I don't know what's a tiara. It's some sort of woman's head.
Like the, you know, the little crown they put on your head, like Miss America.
Oh,
or
Queen, yeah, yeah. Or whatever. Oh, yeah. Don't tell me you don't know, Brian.
No, Paul's got it. Paul's got a collection. He's shown me. I do know. I know. Yeah, Paul has shown me.
What you was in before with your little wand?
Yeah, with his little wand of Fairly Odd Parents, which was a Mandela effect also. Yeah, but the fact that it says that men wear bonnets and girdles. Girdles are girdles. I don't think there's another definition for girdles other than a garment.
Type of girdle?
Yeah, they're talking about Jesus wearing a girdle.
I didn't know he had a weight problem.
And that's crazy. Yeah, that glow, there's 40 instances of that in the Bible.
What?
I've just typed in girdle, and there's 40 of them in the King James instances.
Brian, what about the one that you posted that got everybody crazy about the where Jesus was crucified?
Oh, yeah, I'll talk about it. Yeah. I don't have the exact verse in front of me, Paul. If you could look it up, it's in a lot of places in the Bible. And Jesus hung on a tree. It's easy to find. You'll find in all the versions, and not, I won't say all the versions. You'll find a list. You can go to like these Bible sites, and you can find a list that'll list you like 30 different Bibles, and they'll tell you what the verse is translated in each one, and they're all very similar, but some, you know, the words will be different. Like, doesn't say lion and the lamb anymore, but let's just say it's the lion shall lay with the lamb. Some will say the lion will lie with the lamb, but they'll all be similar type of thing. Well, so these changes now, like Jesus, it's like the biggest part of the whole Jesus story. And people walk, they wear the cross on their neck and everything. They're saying Jesus was hung in a tree now. Now, I'm not going to say every version, but about 70% of the ones, that verse, if you read it, the word cross from him being crucified or put up on a cross or hung on a cross, whatever you want to, however you want to say it, now he's been hung in a tree or hung from a tree. And it's in about 70% of them, and I know it is in the
King James. I've got one here. Do you want me to read one out?
Please, read a couple if you can.
It says, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Who he slew and hanged on a tree. That was in Acts 5:30.
Yeah, you got a couple more in front of you?
Just trying to read out now. It's just that many, because obviously I've put tree in, you're getting thousands, so I've just got to read.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. I can get it out of the Facebook group after and read a bunch of them, because I have it all in one post. But yeah, so now they're saying Jesus was hung in a tree. Now, that's a pretty big one. I mean, we talk about all these other ones in the Bible, and like I said, I'm not, you know, huge with the Bible or anything, but now the whole thing about Jesus being on a cross, they're saying he was hung in a tree. What the fuck is that? And then when I first said this, I said, watch, people are going to talk about this, and they're going to say, oh, it's just metaphorical, because, you know, a cross is made from wood.
Let me read this one out. This one, I don't know if it's this Jesus, but it sounds a bit weird, because I've not heard this term before. He says, and the king of AI, or I, he hanged on a tree until event tide. And as soon as the sun was down.
That's because they're avoiding using his name again, right, Gloria? They avoid using his name a lot now?
They reference him as it a lot of times. It. But you know what, Brian? What I really think is interesting, the fact that they say that he was hung on a tree. Now, if you try to find the word crucifixion in the King James Bible, you won't find it. Crucifixion does not exist in the Bible. Not one time. Crucifixion. Maybe crucified. Wow. I don't know, I didn't look, but crucifixion does not exist. So it kind of goes hand in hand with the whole tree thing.
Yeah, I've just typed in, doesn't it? No direct matches.
Yeah, you can't make this shit up.
Oh, I found it. Hey, I found my my source here. It's BibleHub.com. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you Act 5:30, but it has all the versions. I'll read a few of them, all right? Now, I'm not going to read the ones that say cross, but I am not avoiding them. I'll give you guys the link. You can see that there are definitely some that say cross still, but many have say hang image. English Standard Version. The God of our Father. This is what it says in the New International Version and what I imagine it should say in most. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. The New Living Translation says the exact same thing. Okay? That seems to make sense. English Standard Version, and we'll get to King James and all that, says similar to this. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. The Berean Study Bible, same exact quote. The Berean Literal Bible, same exact quote. New American has cross. King James, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Christian Standard Bible, another one that's probably pretty big, right? The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had murdered by hanging him on a tree.
Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, and you want to know something? When the Mandela thing first started, and people started noticing the Bible changes, it was the King James Bible at first,
yeah.
And no other Bible. And a lot of people ask, you know, is it just the King James Bible? But I came across a couple of them in the New American Standard. Okay, the NIV.
Yeah,
I'm going to read one to you. Can I read one?
Yeah, go on then. I just found something as well. It's a bit weird.
Let me just read two more because they're really big. The International Standard Version says the God of our ancestors raised Jesus to life after you killed him by hanging him on a tree. And the NET Bible, is that the New Testament? Is that what that stands for?
Yeah.
What's NET? I don't know. But the God of our forefathers raised up Jesus, whom you seized and killed by hanging him on a tree. And I could go on and on, but I want you to go ahead, Gloria. What were you gonna do?
It's sad. It really is, honestly. Okay, so I started looking into the New American Standard, and I'm like, you know, I'm curious to know what changes they have. Proverbs 12:21. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. Stupid is stupid. Okay. And then you have, let's see, the New Living Translation I looked up. The New Living Translation. And that one is the NLT, and that's 1 Samuel 20:30. Saul, boiled with rage at Jonathan, "You stupid son of a whore," he swore at him.
Wow, that word's in there a lot too, right? Isn't it whore?
Whore, whore, whorem. Yes. "You stupid son of a whore." I don't know. People are going to say it was always like that. My Bible never said anything like that. I couldn't imagine going to church and hearing the priest say, you know, Saul got pissed off at Jonathan and called him a stupid son of a whore.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so crazy. It's really.
I've got one here. Do you want me to read this one out? This is weird because I've never heard this from what everything I've seen. And this mentions wages. You know, that's like a new like modern thing. Yeah, getting paid, yeah. They've never mentioned the word wages. And this one says, "And your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me." Now, that doesn't sound like language from that era to me. You know, wages is a modern.
That's right. Yeah, and you know what, Paul? The one that follows that's perfect for this one. If you go to the KVG, King James Bible, KJV, I always get confused, KJV, you look up Luke 19:23. Wherefore then givest that not thou money into the bank? Wherefore then givest not thou money into the bank? Money into the bank, and the bank is one word. It's not separated.
It's like frying pan.
They didn't say money and there was no banks, but apparently there were. And that's Luke 19:23 in the King James Bible.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's so many crazy words. What are the newest ones you found with the Bible? Are these the newest ones? Or do you have any brand new ones that maybe aren't as big, but you're holding them out? Or like, what's the newest that people might not have heard?
The newest one, I mentioned in your show 2 weeks ago, I think it was, dumbass.
Yeah.
And I don't remember. I think it was Chronicles 19:4, where it said something like, "And I'll cut off their garments by their buttocks." So buttocks was a new one for me too. Yeah, I didn't think they used buttocks in the Bible. That one and dumbass. Those two are new.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to mention another new one that isn't a Bible one real quick, but it's a new one. I don't want to forget to mention it. That's big to me. And I know you guys, maybe you weren't on that video. I know that Brian had already made a video of it. I haven't talked about it on my show, though. And that's the count from Sesame Street. That's really crazy. That's really, really crazy to me. You guys all remember the count. I'm sure you remember the count.
I do, yeah.
1, 2, 3. Ben, his name is Den. His name is Ben. I am the count. You know what I'm talking about?
I can see what you've been watching.
The count was always purple with a black cape in my reality. You know, that's what I remember. Now he's got a green cape. It's green. Green, bro. I don't remember him ever having a green cape.
No, purple.
You see, it's funny because I remember black and red, but when I did the research on it, I went back like as far as 11 years. His cape has always been green, but the inside of the cape, they do change the pattern and the color, so you can't really go by the purple. But the black, yes, it was always black, but now it's green.
Yeah, it was always black to me. Now it's green. And then the other one that's big to me is the James Bond License to Kill. And now, people, before you tell me this, I know that there's two ways to spell the word license, whether you're using it as like a noun or like as a verb. Like, I know there's a difference. Please don't tell me that. I already know that, okay? But the way the movie title was, and I'm going to share my screen in a second, it was spelled with L-I-N-C-E-N-S-E. And now it's C-E at the end. There's no S in the word license on the James Bond movie, A License to Kill. And I'm just going to show you it real quick. And I don't have residue far right now. I'm literally just going to show you the picture of what it looks like now. Because in my opinion, this looks ridiculous. This should be an S. That's big for me. Paul, do you remember this movie?
I do, yeah.
How do you remember it?
The title?
Definitely for me. This looks so wrong. And I know that this is a way that you can spell license, but this is the way that the license, you know, I would least commonly spell it. You see it less often, but you know it does exist. But this movie was not this. This is not how it was. It was spelled the other way. And that's a big one for me. That for anyone, you know, it's not super huge. You know, I'm not huge into James Bond or anything. And I've seen that movie several times. You know, I know what the title of it is.
You know, Brian.
Yeah, my camera went off. Hang on. It should be back on now.
Like, I'm not super huge into James Bond movies, but you're super huge into one, two, the count or the freaking Philly God.
Well,
God forbid 007. I wasn't into that.
I never said I was huge into the friggin' Snow White, okay? First of all, you said I was. Second of all, you called it fucking Cinderella and not Snow White. You said you are Cinderella, your mother, and you wear a fairy dress and blah, 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 blah. You know what?
I don't watch things like that. Even as a kid, I didn't watch fairy.
Can't judge me. Don't judge me because I'll punch you dead in the face and you already know this.
Listen, sis, now. All right, I'll put this on the camera now for you. You ready? Let's see if you can see.
I don't know, Paul. What are you going to show us?
Yeah, keep it in your pants.
Yeah, keep it in your sock pocket.
Closer.
What is that?
It says license with the S.
Oh, nice. Residue for the one we just talked about.
Yeah, License to Kill, spelt with S-E on the end.
Awesome.
Where'd you find that? That's good, quick residue.
I just Googled it straight away. Just, you see, I don't know if you can see my phone, you can see it just says license with the S-E.
Back your phone away a little. It's hard to see. Back it away a little, and I'll turn it and tilt it straighter. Yeah, it's hard to see, but I mean, I believe you. You can send it to me after. Yeah, that doesn't help. It's just blurry. It doesn't focus well with the LEDs, LCD screen or whatever. With the LCD screen, like your fucking like the firmament over there in your hand. So
is that a new one? Is that a fairly new one?
I just saw it posted the other day. So as far as I know, it's a new one.
Because when new ones happen, they're easier to find residue. But then they kind of, after like a few months old, they kind of get lost. It's really difficult to find residue anymore.
Brian, I've just sent it to the group. You can see it for yourself. The group chat.
Oh, you sent it to the chat?
Yeah. Not the group chat we had. You can just see it straight away. I don't know what it is, but it's on.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
I just screenshotted it.
Oh, nice. You know what? I can screen share this for everybody real quick. I got it blown up on my Facebook now. So check this out, guys. This is what Paul just – and this, he found it real quick.
It was on. There it is. That's the soundtrack, so you're not going to call it different, are you?
No. And I mean, look at the thumbnail, too. It's like the cover of the album. It's not just like somebody threw that together. That's probably the cover of the album, you know, with all those 007 watermarks in the background and everything. Like, come on, man. Like, it's crazy, man. The people that think we're nuts and they won't even look into this, they're out of their fucking mind. Sorry.
How quick was that? You saying it, I just typed it in, and I've just found something to query it straight away.
Yeah, exactly. Let me open the phone lines again if anybody wants to try and call in.
Yeah, let me open. If anybody has any Mandelas they want to share.
So can you throw the I'll do it. I'll throw the phone number in the chat. So if anybody wants to call in, we'll open up the phones for a little bit before we close it out today. What else do you guys want? Anything else you guys want to talk about in particular? Gloria, how about you?
Yeah, there was something.
What changes?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
Paul, what about you?
If I start something, then we'd be here all night, so I'm good.
No, I mean, all right, well, then screw yourself.
But you know what I mean? Once I start on something, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anybody that's watching this, okay, we're broadcasting this on my backup channel. It's on YouTube, youtube.com/user, like everybody else, / The Real News Online. All one word, same as my website, therealnewsonline.com. And the reason, because I'm banned on my regular channel for 3 months.
I'll say, well, something that's interesting. You can talk about how, you know, like you've experienced this week, not the prejudice, but if you mention 9/11, how things are still a bit touchy and you get banned and how you leave things.
I'm still not welcome to talk about it in places that other people are welcome to talk about whatever they want. It's pretty aggravating, you know. It's a real double standard. I find that in a lot of places, not just anywhere, any one specific place. A lot of places I go, a lot of different groups and whatnot, you know. And it's funny because other people are allowed to post off topic and say things that they want, and I hardly ever do. And even if I comment in the comment section of a post that somebody else made to get my view on it, well, because my views are something that these people won't look into and they really aren't deep researchers, then it's all, I can't post off topic, or my post should be taken down, or this and that. And I don't have time for that shit. And it's crazy that people are still like that. People, you know, you can't even mention, it's like they don't want you to look into anything that's out of their little field of vision, or you're being disrespectful, or you're being a shill, or you're talking about a psyop. And it's like, you hear it, the people you usually hear it from are the real idiots, the people that tell everybody how awake they are. And it's like, we, you know, they know everything, they're so awake, and nobody's so awake. We all have so much to learn, you know.
Well, you know, Brian, I noticed like certain things that you posted in groups. Like, you'll get somebody that will post something similar about 9/11, and people go like, you know, wow, oh, wow, this, that, that, and that's it. But you get into real details and you break it down to where there's no disputing it. I mean, you can't. You look at the facts. You put all the facts there. You take your time putting these posts on there. And I think people get really scared looking at it. They go like, oh, wow, you know, because they're looking at it and they're seeing the evidence, where other people don't post that. They just post.
Yeah, and they'll just come at me. They'll just come at me, but they won't address any of my points, any of them. Why isn't there this? Why isn't there that? Where is this? Why is this missing? Where's the video? You know, all these things. They won't address none of it, and they'll just say, oh, well, what do you think? All the fucking this and that are in on it, oh, blah, 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 blah. Or you're disrespectful. Or this post should be taken down. And it's like, other people post on these topics, and it's fine. But because I'm not just on there saying, oh, look at the pool of this, or a little Tower 7, you know, a plane didn't hit it, this and that. Like, I'm fucking way past that. I'm sorry. And I'm not belittling you for being at that point. We were all at that point, and I'm trying to help you along. I'm not rude to anybody. I'm not like, oh, fuck you, you're an idiot because you believe this or that. I try and explain it to them point by point. And then I get, you know, same thing with stuff about NASA and flat Earth. Other people will make posts about stuff in the sky, stuff to do with NASA, this and that. But then if I do, and I don't even usually ever do it off topic in groups that aren't meant for it, but if I even comment on those threads and say, well, NASA's fake, and here's why, here's evidence of them using a green screen, here's evidence of augmented reality, here's evidence of wire harnesses. Oh, what are you? You're just a fucking idiot, this and that, blah, 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 blah. You shouldn't be talking about that. I'm not the one talking about it in here. You're the one posting the stuff with comments for people to make. I'm making a comment.
Yeah, but you break it down. You break it down to where it's like backing them against the wall where they have to look at it and see it. And that's the difference. People get scared. They don't want to know. A lot of people don't want to know the truth. You know?
No. I want to thank Paolo Allo. He called in the last show. I came home on 9/11, not the real 9/11, but, you know, Tuesday this week. And I wasn't going to do a show at all. I just got real aggravated. All the people just talking trash to me online. I had to get off the computer for a little bit. I went to my buddy's house. I smoked. I came home at like midnight. I turned my computer on. I was just like, fuck it, I'm going to go live and do something for 9/11. I went live. I started to talk about it, and just within like 2 minutes, he called in, and we talked about it for about an hour and a half. We stayed on the phone call, and then I ended the show. It was awesome. It was just me and a caller, and we just talked about it for a while, and it was really good. I suggest you guys listen to that. That's the last show that we did, and I'll make sure I leave links for you guys in the show description stuff for everybody that's watching on the replay, because I'm not going to get into the whole 9/11 thing right now, because then we really will be here all night. Never mind whatever Paul was going to and I've got plenty of shows for that. So if the 9/11 hoax interests you, you want to hear my point of view on it in detail, all you got to do is go to my main channel, Brian S. Stavely. Okay, you can find it through. You can find the videos here on the backup if that's where you are. But go to my main channel and go to the playlist that says, you know, on 9/11 shows in chronological order. And it's literally what it says. It has every not every show I've done, but everyone that was all about 9/11, so I could categorize it in that playlist. All my 9/11 shows from the last 8 years, all in order. So you can progressively go through the hoax as I did, as I talked about this, that, and the other thing, and you can see the different things that happened. If you are truly interested in researching 9/11, it's a lot deeper than knowing that the government did it, and it's even a lot deeper than knowing there weren't airplanes, okay? So,
what's your biggest, no, like the proof type, what's your biggest proof?
Biggest proof for me
that, what you say that there you go, you can say it was fake. What's your biggest, the one that is through your okay. research?
Yeah that's easy for me. Actually, I know what my biggest one is now. It's going to be one of my Brian Stavely elaborate points, but it's one point. So they tell you that there's, you know, 52 amateurs that supposedly caught an off course unexpected plane. Now, I, you know, most people listen to this probably know the plane's a fake anyway, so that's a bullshit story. But let's just say that. Not only that, they also tell you, they don't just tell you, they show you on the television, right? Throw away your television, okay? Got that from Aaron Keith at Verities. So they tell you that on the television, that the media is there, like with the Holly guy interviewing him, remember? He's got the whole official story about, oh, I saw the second plane just ream into the towers. And I watched both collapse, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense, right? So they got all these people, they're street interviewing all these people. What is New York City known as, Gloria? It's known as the media capital of the world. Okay, and if not the world, you know, because I know people say, oh, Americans think this, at least they're not country. It's the media. Yeah. Okay. So it's the media capital of the world. This is in their backyard. We're told 52 amateurs caught an off-course, unexpected 550-mile-an-hour jet in the most crowded skyline in America, okay? But they all shut off all their cameras or just filmed the hole in the building. Not one single person panned their film down to the street in the whole hour-plus that ensued before collapse, when there would be 47,000 people making it out, since they said there were 50,000 and 3,000 died. That means 47,000 people would be flooding the street. One video of these people coming out of the towers. Not one video. By the media, by the non-media. Yeah, I'm going to grab it. Dose of Reality Radio. You're on with Brian Stavely, Paul Knight, and Gloria Cannata.
How you doing, Brian?
Hey, who's this?
This is Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, Jimmy? How's it going?
You got an echo here. You got an echo?
No, but you know what? The echo usually lasts about 20 seconds. It should go away for you the next time you say something, hopefully.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind?
I don't know. You're talking about the Mandela effect. Like I said, I wrote on the in the chat here that the Bond movies run all summer. And as you tune them in, you just like, I don't remember this scene. I don't remember this. I don't remember that. You know, so check them all out. One of the movies for sure that I know a Mandela effect is Total Recall. When you're on Mars and he's looking for Melina or something, and he says, Melina's busy, but he says, this girl here is free. And then she turns and looks at him, and she pulls her coat open, and you see three titties, and she goes, well, actually, not three, but three. And she goes like this with her titties, right? And now when you see it, she goes, actually, you know, not free, but available. It's not even a sound.
Oh, my God. That's huge.
You know, it's just like the whole scene is just ruined.
Yeah, it's a big scene.
That changed for you.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, Paul, what did you say? You just commented on it, right?
Scene out of that film, isn't it? You're on about the original one. Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
Yeah, I'm talking about the original one. You know, when the bartender says, you know, this girl here is free, I forget her name, she's free. And she turns and she says, well, not free, but three. And that's what she said in the original movie. She flashed the three boobies. But now she says, instead of three, she says, but I'm available.
Wow.
It does not fit at all.
That's crazy.
Check the movie out. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies. Dad, I'm sorry, bro. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I can't talk today. I'm all tongue twisted. No, there are a lot of movies, even some movies that my son watches, and he'll come in the next day and go, I watched this movie last night, and we've watched it 100 times. We know it. And he's like, there's a whole different scene in the movie. And you can't say, well, maybe it's a deleted scenes or maybe it's no, it's the same. You know what I'm saying? And
there's a lot of old movies like Shane and you know, Hondo, all of them. They've got odd scenes too. You know, some of the TV shows, they have like scenes that were cut out to fit into TV. So I don't pay attention too much to TV shows because you never know. But the movies, you know, you just look, you say, I do not remember that, you know, especially like my favorite movies, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk to my neighbor. She's very devout Brazilian minister. And I'll talk to her about these changes, especially the latest one where they say, Jesus was taken down off the cross and then hung for 6 hours or something.
Yeah.
Or hung for 6 hours. And saying something about 6 hours is what I haven't heard you mention. That's what I read yesterday.
Did you write the verse down? Did you write the verse down?
The what?
Did you write the verse down, what it is, so you can tell her? Because there's a couple of them. I'm just curious. Why don't you just bring up, what is it, Isaiah 8:11, right? Is that the lion and the lamb?
No, that's 11:6.
Right.
11:6.
I'm going to hit her up with that one and a couple other ones, you know.
That one's important.
So I definitely will. You know, she's very, very devout, you know, has people out here in the backyard, you know, on holidays and stuff, and basically runs a ministry out of her house. You know, on the weekends, there's all kinds of people here, you know.
So is there a way that you'd be able to...
Trying to make this easier. I mean, ratchet this up somehow because it's a pain in the butt. We'll see you guys later.
All right, thanks.
Yep, bye.
I wanted to ask him if James, if you're still listening, if there's a way, if you don't mind, like videotaping that when you ask her about the lion and the lamb and Jesus being crucified.
Oh, that would be awesome because I want her reaction. That's the biggest part, right?
Yeah.
Because we see so many people that are religious, and you got to make sure when you bring it up to them, you don't give them an option. Is it A or B? You ask them to finish the sentence.
Right.
You finish the quote. What does this say here? And you ask them to tell you, and then they tell you, and then you tell them, no, it's never said that. And they're going to tell you it's always said that. I've read it. Oh, you've read it? Yeah, I've read it, blah, blah, blah. You make them say all these things. You ask them, and then you make them go get it, and then you see if they accept what you're telling them or if they take that update, you know, as we call it.
If he could videotape that, that would be good. I'm sorry, Brian. I'm walking all over you because I have a feedback.
No, it's fine. I just want to say, when I say take the update, I mean it in the metaphorical way that we say it, how people seem to take the update. I don't literally mean like a computer download.
Right.
No, that just being clear so people don't think I'm pushing a simulation or something. No, when that's
the guy who called, his name is James, right? Because I was talking to him in the chat. Now, Jay, if there's a way that you can videotape that, but I know it's terrible, but without her knowing, she doesn't have to be on camera. Just a conversation, that would be really good.
Without her knowing, then we'll put it on YouTube. She'll be a star. We'll monetize that shit.
No, because, I mean, if you show somebody's face, it's different. I mean, but if it's just her voice, it's no big deal. You know, it's less intrusive. But I think that'll be great. I think that'll be great. And then somehow contact you, because I'd like to watch it. Maybe we could present it.
I'll tell you what, not me for six. Remember last week when you mentioned about Gene Wilder?
Yeah. Talk about it for a minute.
Yeah, I was with me children and we were watching the TV. This is, I think, only a few days before, and it came up on the news. Gene Wilder dies, 83, and this was on the news. I had me children. I had my mum with me, and we was all like, "Wow," because they loved him. And, you know, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and they watched it then that day. And then when you said he died 2 years before, I was like, no way.
And then somebody said, Brian, you had said that, yeah, it was a tribute. It wasn't a tribute because, Paul, I send you stuff on that. People put RIP Gene Wilder on the date that you had said. Yeah. I don't remember what date it was, whatever. And it could have been the same exact date that he died in 2016. It might have been August 26th or 29th, but they said that he just died. And then there was something on Google that said that he just passed away. And it's 2018. It did not say 2016.
That's the one that got me, because it is, like I said, I've not noticed too many things. I've seen them on things, but I've never had it physically happen to me when I'm watching it on the news. And then you type it, and then you're talking about it 2 years ago. And I thought, I just saw that on the news the other day.
Yeah, and somebody had posted it. I read it, and somebody had posted it on Reddit, too. And they were like, RIP Gene Wilder. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was telling Brian, I was like, this is too trippy. Why are so many people saying that he passed away last week, 2 weeks ago, or 2.5 weeks ago? This is when he died in 2016. But for me, he died about 9 years ago. And I remember that crystal clear where I was. My son told me about it. I remember that. But that kind of really tripped me out. And it wasn't a tribute. Maybe they did do a tribute or something. I don't know. But people were saying that he died that day.
Yeah. Because like I said, the next day, obviously, when you said that about him dying 2 years ago, I just Googled it. And it said 2016. So I said to my kids when I saw him, I said, do you remember when we saw obviously Wilder died? I said, yeah, it was the other day. He said, no. Look, type it into Google. And then they were like struck back like, because it was 2 years ago, and they said, nah, it kind of been, like you said, a tribute. You don't do it for 2 years.
No, you don't. And not only that, but there was something that said that he died at 83 from, I forgot what it was, Alzheimer's, whatever it was. And then it said that he died on the 26th of August, 2018. So I clicked on that, and that was on Reddit, actually. I clicked on it, and it was like, page not found. I'm like, this is really bizarre. Really bizarre. Why so many people talking about it? Why so many posts about him passing away? I mean, yeah. Michael Jackson died. You know, I don't see them doing tributes to Michael Jackson every year.
No. And this was like a major news channel that it came up on. It was in our country, it was Sky News, like one of the major news. And it came up and it showed him walking with his wife. And at the bottom, Gene Wilder dies, 83, big headlines.
Yeah, that one's still a mystery to me. And I even yesterday was still looking it up. And I was talking to Brian about it 2 days ago. I was like, something's not right. It can't be that many people saying goodbye to him 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, whatever it was. I think that's a mind-boggling one for me. The same with Kirk Douglas. That one was big for me too, Kirk Douglas.
Isn't it Michael Douglas?
Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas, oh, obituary.
I thought Kirk was the younger one and Michael was the older. I had it backwards.
No, it's Kirk. Yeah, when you seen the obituary that he died and he would have been 101 in 2016, it said. And now he's still alive in 2018 and he would be 103, but apparently he's still 101, which makes no sense. You know, these things are freaky. You know, there's a lot of freaky things, but when you know somebody died, and it's not just hearsay, because listen, you can read on Facebook, oh, this one died. It's like, yeah, whatever. But then somebody that you really like, you know, an actor that you really like dies and you feel it, you know, and you listen to it and you watch it on TV and you see the whole service and everything like that. And then they're not dead. What the hell is that? No. That's, you know, I'm still waiting for Michael Jackson to come back. To be like, oh, Michael Jackson's latest hit. Be like, okay, I'm done. Rubber Room, fucking White Walls. I am completely done. No. If it didn't do it to me yet, it's not gonna. Because not only, you know, you have those things, but the personal Mandela effects are way bigger than anything. Even the anatomy changes. The personal ones are really, really big.
Yeah, well, for sure. For sure. Yeah. It's a crazy topic that we're just scratching the surface of, really. I mean, we know a lot, but we know we don't really know a lot when in the big picture of things, you know? I mean, we know a lot more than before we looked into it, but there's still a lot to learn about it. A lot.
And the more I research it, I realize that, I mean, this has been going on forever. The Mandela Effect has been going on forever. We just took notice of it, really, really gravitated to it in 2015 and 2016. But it's always been there. It's always been there. You know, you can remember if you think back your whole like childhood and stuff like that, all the weird things that happened, or, you know, somebody would be mad at you and you wouldn't even know why. And they're like, oh, because you're an asshole because of what you said. And you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. You know, if you look back, these things.
Yeah. It's Paul. Well, it's like, it's sort of like the flat earth, huh? People are like, well, when this whole flat earth thing start? It's like, dude, the earth's always been flat. Just flat earth. Your eyes know.
But you want to know something, Broughton? Flat earth, for me anyway, took off in 2015.
Yeah.
Time took off.
Yeah. Yeah, for most people it did. For a lot
I'll tell
of people.
You what was freaky. You know, when you're on Facebook and you have the memories and it comes up.
Yeah.
I've been like a flat surfer for so many years. And yeah, yeah. Memory, it came up, and it was 2 years before I was even a flat earther. So you tell me about that. That's freaky.
Why? What did it say?
It was just, yeah, just a picture. You know, the picture of flat earth where it has a shoal and it has a dome on. That came up as a memory.
That is weird.
Something you put 2 years before you were flat earth.
Yeah, and that was, and it came up flat earth and all that. But I didn't actually post that. Do you know what I mean? But it came up as one of my memory.
Oh, and yeah, yeah.
2 years before, I posted it, and I don't remember posting it.
Well, I went and checked to see when my first Flat Earth post was, and it was in the late summer of 2014. I posted it in the group. It was just like a 3.5-4-minute video, which was a basic hit piece on Flat Earth. But they made a couple points right in the beginning where they said, you know, I know photographs can be fake, but Flat Earthers think all of NASA's photographs are fake. And I'm like, well, shit. I can definitely believe that, you know, this is especially after looking into Apollo, the ISS and satellites and all that. So like we talked about before, it was a gradual progression for me, you know, so it started in 2012 once I started questioning the moon landing, which I think is where everybody needs to start. If you're going to look in, or at least if, okay, you can't tell people where to start. They're going to start with whatever triggers them to look. But if you're going to introduce the topic to somebody and they still believe in the moon landings, I think that's essential that you debunk that first.
Yeah. Like I said, everyone has a trigger, don't they? Something will inspire them to look, but they need to look.
Yeah, now for me, it was the World Trade Center movie. And, you know, I know that you asked before. I'm just going to tell people when it's going to be. You asked before, Brian, when are you going to do your My Awakening interview?
Oh, yeah, go on.
I'm going to do my Awakening interview a week or two after I get my main channel back. So it goes up on the main channel and everybody sees it, and that'll give it a little time to anticipate, and then we'll do it. That's when I'm going to do it.
Brian, can I be the one to interview you? And I'll be like, Brian, this is your story.
We don't want a porn fest.
No, Paul, listen. Listen, this is going to be Brian. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
You're out of your mind. My story has nothing to do with mirror, mirror.
Mirror, mirror, it all started for me. Come on, that's funny. No.
I'm probably gonna have
you let me suck.
look at him.
Probably have you
Ryan or Steve Lee. Yes.
His sock pocket.
Yeah, that's what you love.
You know, sock and boppers was a Mandela effect too. Sock and boppers. Remember sock and boppers?
No, I remember Rockin' Sock'em Robots.
No, Sock-a-boppers. You'd beat the shit out of each other with Sock-a-boppers.
Oh, yeah, no, you know what I mean? Yeah, the game.
Huh?
The game. You know, a game.
No, not the game. The ones that you'd put on your fist and you'd blow them up, Paul. You know,
yeah,
like,
I'm not into that one.
You're holding it and it blows
up.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
He didn't even hear me. That's good.
He said he knows what you mean.
I do. Burla. I know it's aerodynamic, but you know what I mean?
And he agrees with me.
Hey, we was going to talk about how your hair's been mandalaed.
The what?
Your hair being mandalaed. I swear it was short.
No, my hair is short. It's up to here. I wear extensions.
Oh, I thought so.
Oh, she does.
See, I told you. Yes.
You did that earlier.
I was like, when we were on last time, I was like, you got a ponytail? What the fucking hell's going on here?
You really thought your hair was Mandela.
No, it's like you, Paul, sometimes when you just get your pubics and you put them up here because you want to have hair for the night, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's nasty. They're not even his own.
I know, but hey, Brian, at least I've not been doing a show with a pube in my teeth like she has.
Did I wake up with pubes in my teeth? You know what? I hope let's all meditate. Let's manifest this. Let's hope that Paul wakes up tomorrow with his penis right on his forehead. Come on, let's all do it collectively. We can do this.
No, that's where I'm going to end it. We're done with the penis talk. I don't want to talk about my penis tonight.
Okay, we're not talking about you. Before we go, can you do a mirror, mirror, Brian, for everybody?
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
It is not you, Brian Stavely.
Sorry. It is. That's why you're asking me to do it.
Bite me.
All right, everybody.
Oh, no, no,
oh, wait a minute. Before we go, you know, you didn't touch on that topic that I thought you would. So maybe
what?
The interview that we talked about. The interview we talked about before, and I says, did you watch that interview? And he says, a little bit of it.
Which one?
Oh, what's your favorite person? Joe.
Fucking Joe Rogan one? No, I didn't watch the interview. I seen bits of it with him and Elon Musk.
Why? Well, so,
what do you want to say?
No, I'm just surprised that you didn't bring that up.
Oh, because I haven't watched the whole thing, and I usually do watch them when they're relevant to the to a topic, but, you know, I didn't even watch that one. I just been so busy in the last couple of weeks working and doing the show, and I missed that one.
Yeah, you might want to watch it. We could talk about.
I'll probably check it out tonight. I'll check it out as I'm downloading the show to put it up on the main channel. So everybody, make sure you subscribe to the main channel, please. It's in the show notes. Brian S. Stavely on YouTube. That's where all my content is. I know there's some here on this channel, but very limited. There's over 75, 80 videos up on my main channel where this will be after as well. And if you're listening to this on my main channel, make sure you subscribe to the backup to get it live. That's also linked below, The Real News Online. It's linked in the bottom of the video, and I'll put it up on the screen for when the video ends. Paul, thank you for coming on again. Gloria,
thanks for having me.
And with that, I think we'll close it out because we're already over 2.5 hours. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I appreciate it. Make sure you check out my last show that I did Tuesday. I know you're used to us doing it on Saturdays. We did a show Saturday. It was great. A lot of people have already seen it. I thought it was – last Saturday was a really fun show, right? The ISS hoax and the top 10 Mandels of all time.
Yeah, that was funny.
We had a really good time. So, guys, make sure you check that out and check out my 9/11 show from Tuesday that I did. And with that, guys, I want to say good night, everybody.